Blog Talk Radio.
Now
Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Bible. A free reading roundtable. And we've been this for the last week, so I think we love it. And we're having a great time here. We're going to do some evenings and also some past life readings. So if you get the answers or questions or want to check out some things with your past life, just know. And when those questions for you, I was also asking people in the chat if any can turn the one on the show. Please do so. I'd love to have each and every one of you can sit here and have a council, a roundtable of answering questions and working with people and that kind of stuff. And maybe even the ideal. The reason I like doing this show is to have an open mic night where it's just the ideal of also people just calling in when they're getting readings. But they can also, if they're intuitional or just picking things up with everybody else, they can also give impressions with that as well. So it's like we're all working together and just kind of like bouncing back and forth and just expressing. And if you got a topic or something you don't want, and you're kind of, I don't know, just gets you the wrong way, you want to bring it on and bring it to the council and just bring it out there and talk about it, just do it. So tonight, we would like to keep it down to at least two questions per person, if you wouldn't mind, so we can actually keep, you know, focus on not just the questions and kind of a discussion insight. All right, and let's check in the chat room here. We're actually streaming live too. We're live. We're live on video right now, and as we're doing the show, it is live. You can actually go on my website. I think you can actually go on Twitter, MySpace. What's the other one? MySpace. Twitter, Facebook, and you'll see us on there too. And you'll see me doing reading. The show is live on radio, but it's also live on the internet. Well, I guess it's live on the internet, but it's also live on the app. Oh shoot! I just canceled something out. And Courtney, if you're listening, just call the number 646-721-9031. And that'll get you on, and you'll be with us, okay? And the queue is getting full, so we want to start talking, reading that kind of stuff. But like I said, if there's any readers in the chat room or anybody who likes to come who does any kind of reading, come in and join us, and let's just have a great time. Let's talk, let's socialize. Check if we were sitting in a forum, sitting at the round table, just throwing up the topics, talking about this, any other. Person comes on the show with a couple questions, you know, getting like 4 or 5 insights to the whole thing as well. So this bring on the people and they start doing some readings. Like I said, we're doing two hour readings here. Plus, in the chat room, if you look, the ideal of I also do private readings. And right now, the way things are working, I'm doing private readings through Skype and through the internet. And if you want to contact me and get a private reading, right now, if you donate $12 or more, you will get I will give you a 5-card angel reading. That's for a donation of $12 or more to the Colorado Fund and help keep my show going, which is basically just help me get home to Colorado and support the show, keep us going so we can keep this point open, giving people an outlet to actually come talk to 3 or 4 psychics instead of going to Psychic Source or, you know, California Psychics or something like that where you only get to talk to one. So, have that open forum. So $12 or more donations, $5. It's a 5-card angel reading. And also in the next 2 weeks, we're doing a special. If you donate $99 to the show, I'll give you 60-minute readings. And they're actually 60 90-minute readings. So check that out. And if there's something you'd like to jump in there and get a hold of, feel free to do so. I'd love to hear from each and every one of you and work with each one of you guys. Everyone, yeah. So just check it out. The website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you don't see me on Twitter, Facebook, as we're streaming here live video, go to my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And I think in the second page it says radio on Ustream. And you'll see me sitting there doing readings. I tell people they can go ahead and do that. Check it out. And as we're doing angel card readings, if you want me to tell you what the cards are and actually show you the cards, you can actually see it live. So check that out. Also, we have a chat room set up that too as well. So if you are chatting through Facebook and Twitter and Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace, you can actually communicate through those two right now as well too. So there's many avenues, many ways of getting through. So this go ahead and start getting to our calls. And everybody, I just ask for your patience as we go through each one of the calls because I'm going to bring people on. And we usually have three to four people at the same time. So if this is something that's uncomfortable to you and that kind of thing, and you would rather just be on by yourself, then if you're in the chat room, let me know. And if you're not, well, great. Let's see, Courtney, if you look at your Skype thing when it pops up, there's a thing on the side where it says call, and you push on that and a keyboard will pop up. If you got that, or a keypad, where you can push the numbers, it'll be fine. Let's see. And Amy, when you get a chance to call in, I'm just saying, call in. We'll talk to you when you get in here, okay? So thank you. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Let's go on and start doing our readings. Let's go to area code 310. And Elisa, I think it's Elisa?
Alicia.
You're calling from California, huh?
Yes, I am.
And your question was something about job and career?
Yeah, basically, I've been here for like 4 months, and things have been very difficult. I took a job, and basically the job changed their minds and left me hanging, mm-hmm. and it's been a very difficult experience being here.
Right.
And I just want to know if I'm going to start my career back here and get back on my feet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your career?
Whew. I'm a skin therapist and a trainer.
Skin therapist and a trainer. Now, do you train mm-hmm. skin or are you a trainer, like a personal trainer?
No, a skin therapist trainer. I actually go into spas and schools and teach people how to basically do certain things when it comes to skin therapy and working in spas.
So do you work yourself, is what you're saying?
No, I was working for skincare companies doing that, where I would go in and educate the spa or the doctor or the esthetician.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just getting the impression that this is something you could do on your own.
Yeah, I have a business, but it has not really, it's been very, very slow. And I would love to start doing things on my own. With the other company leaving me hanging, basically I have to pay the movers to get all my stuff, and it has all my equipment in it, in the storage.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I understand what you're saying. It's just like the situation we're talking about bouncing back and forth. It's the idea of focusing on what I want. And when I keep focusing on the situation, as I say that, because I have a tendency to do it myself, or if you're focusing on what you don't have, what you think you should have, you're still focusing on the gun. So that's why things have kind of been slow, because it's the idea of trying to get that picture that you're looking for, which is the outcome. And I know people are going, okay, well, we should try it and like that. And then fine-tune it.
You okay.
Know, I've gone, I just stress everybody else. I have done the same thing. I've gone through a lot of stuff. I got motives. I work for myself. And there are certain times when you sit down and the fears do a tendency to catch up, or as I call them, seep in.
Yeah.
You just have to sit there, and you know, sometimes I pull my books out, or I start listening to I have a lot of information on my computer, which makes it easier for me to do. Like I lose track or focus, I just go to my computer, until I get the focus back on what you want to do. Everybody wants to turn out, you know, over and over and over again. Well, the world's like this. You got to do this. You got to do this. Well, if you're going to live by the world, then you're going to sit there and die the world. If you want to sit there and go by the spiritual part, which is who you are, and then sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, what do I want to happen right this second? What would I like to happen? And that's what you need to do. You need to focus on that, because a lot of times with situations, I think it can be hard because there's a lot of influences around us that tell us otherwise. You know, like, but I've been through so many things that proves the world wrong that I question it, and that's why I question it, and that's why I push it on this situation. When I start feeling things with people, and especially when it comes to business, it's just the ideal. Constantly keep doing what you're doing. Keep your mind active of all the avenues that you do. Don't let yourself say, okay, the one I'm on right now is the one I got to focus on the most. Direction
okay.
that you chose, because I'm sitting here, I keep constantly putting in this and keep like, also look for other things I can do too. What do I want to do? And what do I want to do? I mean, I just doing readings and working with people, and what I'm doing is all I was doing was readings. Now I do many, many, many things that have their extensions of them, but they're just part of this place as well. So you have these other people you're working for, it's like keeping your mind open. I mean, if I'm in a store getting lumber and somebody's sitting there going, yeah, I'm going to have my relationship, give me a call. You know, just keep, you know, you have to sit there, and opportunities are constantly in your path. Sometimes caught up in the worry of the lack of, miss them. And that's the big thing I keep getting to. And the concept of mental therapy, which is about give your cares and your worries to your angels. Allow us to take your burdens so you can focus on good stuff. That's just a let go and release. I also get kids.
Okay.
I get 3 children. Does that mean anything to you?
I have 1.
The thing I do pick up the most is y'all have a very strong bond. And particularly, you help children who are sensitive. You know, you sense that. So you should do that as well. Because you are a very, very good one. But it does talk about, it's about reassuming. I mean, relinquish your position, which is your leadership in your life. And for you to set leadership, power and position. Because you are, it's not like you, what you've chosen is helpful to realize yourself, but it's something more than just take your skin, it's actually helping people, not just on the outside, but on the inside. Because this card here talks about lovingly guiding others. So you definitely are in the right position and don't want to see what you're fulfilling. It's the idea of paper looking every opportunity.
Uh-huh.
That things will really turn around as we get past this. Because a lot of things flow right now, people kind of I'm tired of that. But we need to, I'm saying, focus and refocus, because it talks about you still keep emphasizing on children. Do you work with children?
In my business, I would do children's spa parties, which that was my bread and butter in Atlanta. It was, you know, I enjoyed it. Of course, I would pass out after I'm doing it, but I did it a lot and loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you need to work with children, you need to protect yourself with the energy that comes up. Because the kids, children are wide open.
They are.
And they can draw energy from you. So it's one of those things of learning how to protect oneself. It's like the empath. You have to. Where the heck's my arrow? All right. I'm trying to figure out something. Okay. No, but right now it's about focusing on healing yourself too. You're doing things. It's like a lot of things you're talking about that you should also be taking your own advice.
Yeah, that is true. It's like I get these up and down moments, and I have a tendency to beat myself up.
Yeah, you're very. Very tender and caring and. Everybody else except for you. You definitely need to take some time to yourself. I was seeing. being here too, to sit down and meditate. Do you do any meditation?
Yes, my form of meditation is going for a walk daily. That's my form of meditation.
Okay, well, Sam, you should really look into some chakra clearing too, since you work with a lot of people and that stuff. Pick energy and that stuff. I do a lot of chakra clearings myself because of where people want all the time. I've done readings for them where they have a lot of darkness. They don't clear their aura, pick up a lot of negative energy from people. They're going through stressful situations to condemn to get rid of that stress. Well, that shows up. A lot of times when we're sitting there being wide open, that whole thing, we get up ourselves. So that's what you see. Working on your chakras. I would definitely want more on grounding chakras. Those are the chakra below your feet, also behind your knees, and also that your root chakra. What I recommend is doing chakra clearing, going back and working on those a little bit more.
Okay.
Because it seems like your throat is wide open. It doesn't sound like you have any communicating with people. Said sometimes with certain things, people crossing your path that could be opportunities, you do kind of approach those sometimes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sometimes you see opportunities of people in situations, as you hesitate because you don't know how to approach people in certain situations. To make an impression, you just approach everybody.
Okay.
Feel, follow your intuition, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you should definitely try to find a psychic of your choice. I would work with you. Get a nice 60 seconds. I keep saying 60 seconds. I like to do it in 60 seconds. 60 seconds. I think if you could work, do some work and get a past regression or a past life, it would help you out, help you understand things about why it happens in this. And that's the other question. That situation, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, if you contact me, contact me to my website, which is psychic-journeyman.com. In the chat room. You in the chat?
Okay.
No, I said, are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am. I'm away from the computer. Nectar's in the chat room.
Okay, I'll put the website in there for it. So, any other questions you have before you go?
Actually, I am waiting to hear from a television show, a reality TV show, and that is an opportunity I've been working on since November, and I was wondering if, we're going to hear from the network soon.
I get the impression that you will.
Okay.
I'm not really sure about the direction about the whole thing. It said some things might be up in the air. It's like some clarifications. I keep getting it. I get clarifications from them. Like they want to know more. I feel like you've told them everything, but they want more. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm on the cast, but I think they're waiting, they're waiting on the network to decide what they're going to do.
Right.
So I think the clarification as far as the production company in the network that they shopped it to.
It seems good. I'm just saying with the situation, it just seems like back and forth. A little bit, like there's still more back and forth.
Yeah.
So you should also tell your dogs it's okay. For some reason, I keep getting this impression where they're kind of like, I don't know, I get the eyes and I keep going, what's up? And that's what I get with them. It's like almost like they're trying to communicate with you too sometimes. They seem to bark more when you're stressed out, but it seems like they're, I don't know, I guess the idea of nurturing dogs. So it's like the communication breakdown with you because you're like, I just don't want to hear it. But they're just talking to you. It's like, you know, when you have a friend and you have a bad time and they want to talk to you and help you with it, well, dogs do the same thing. And you got some dogs there that seem to really be attached to you. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
So don't smack them no more.
But, oh, no. They're just all over the place. And they actually my roommate's dogs. And there's another dog next door. So
okay. So we got some
dogs
hanging out here.
Yeah, they go instigate.
So, you know, it's one of those, like, it's just, you know, dogs can actually help you work on your patients. Bless her,
okay.
All the way down there. So just
Okay. Depend
on the situation. But, you know, what I was trying to say before was when you get in the situation where you're not sure about, I have a tendency, I remember this one, when she found some fiance of mine, when things would creep in, I memorized exactly what I wanted to do and how, you know, so I would just keep reciting it to myself like 3 or 4 times until that negative thought was gone. And
okay.
I would do that from time to time, all the time. Say, nope. This is how it's going to be. This is the way it's going to go. I'm going to get 4 readings tonight, and they're going to be $100 reading, and it's going to be a very prosperous day, and I'm happy with those. Because a lot of times I come in and say, today is going to be zero. Nope, it's going to be a zero. It's going to be a $100 day. It's going to be a $400 day. Or just the idea of saying, today I'll be financially blessed before the day is over with. And then if you have a problem, someone just say, not to say it again, but just reaffirm it, just say, another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day. So you're actually reaffirming the first one, like it already happened, and now you're waiting for a second one. And you'll be surprised.
Okay.
I've had this happen a lot where all of a sudden connections and opportunities just start coming in, and you're like, so you just want to keep doing it. But a lot of times when we get in these places, when things are going good, we stop reaffirming, and then they'll stop again. So we have to keep constantly reaffirming. And each morning, when I say meditations and do a, like when you're doing your walk and that kind of stuff, just reaffirm to yourself how the day is going to be. Almost like it's already, like you're thanking God for everything, like it's already happened.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
Now, like I said, you get a chance, please give me a call. If you Skype, great. But call me and contact me through my website, and
okay.
I'd love to work with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for calling.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have here. Let's see, area code 603. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today? Tonight? Good morning.
Hi, this is Mark Young from the Peace.
Yes, Mark, how are you?
Oh, doing great. So it's great to connect with you again.
Yeah, we're having some fun here. I was on last night. Last night was, I don't know, I don't think I just keep the night shows to 2 hours. I did a 2-hour show last night. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it's pretty late for me. It's almost 12:30 in the morning, so it's probably after I'm done with you, I'm going to hit the hay.
I hear you. I was hoping for area code 773 call back again, because I was trying to get him on after that lady, and a lot of times your numbers on the queue will jump around. I don't know if you get knocked off, you come back in, you know, on the number, so I think he got knocked off and came back in, and he was actually with her, and I would on her, I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Let's get it all figured out. I'm just like freaking out here.
Sometimes VTR has its hiccups as well. And even right now, tonight, on and off, you've been kind of jumpy a little bit where we lose a little bits and pieces of what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. And I tell everybody that I have the same headset I use when I listen to music, talk to people on the phone, on Skype, and I don't have any problems with anybody else. So I'm just like, what the heck?
No, it's combination factors. Blog Talk Radio communicating with Skype, number one. Number two is their own technical issues. Number three the electromagnetic shifts and earth changes is also affecting the communication. Solar flares are affecting communication. So it's on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, drive me crazy. So let's go to area code 18. No, I mean, 18. Okay, we'll try this one more time. 8. No, I don't have any ailments, man. I'm telling you.
Hello?
I just haven't...
Hello?
Hello? Hi,
yes,
how
hi.
Are you? This is Susan.
This is Susan, yes, hi.
Susan?
A few things are happening to me, and I wonder
good
if it's
things,
happening to other people.
Good things are happening to you.
Yes.
Why don't you share, because I want to hear
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of things, and they're actually appearing. They're actually happening. My thoughts are getting so strong, my intuition, that these things are happening to me. And I'm in a very good, strong place right now.
And with the people out there listening in, you're kind of like getting static changes and some changes that, would you give them any advice on how to do that? What are you doing? And
well, I've had in my past a share of bad things happening. So someone told me you have to go through the darkness and the lightness to find a place where you're at, where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Should I share one thing? I don't know if I should say it. Should I say it?
Yeah.
My ex-husband was a sociopath. And from there, all these things happened to me afterwards. Went through court for 5 years, met so many sociopaths I could find them easily, you know, see them mm-hmm. now. And then I went through the goodness, and then I met energy vampires, which I know about that. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, those things are the funny things.
Huh?
Those are the guys with the funny-looking rings. I'm sorry.
Actually, this person, but all of it, I was never a victim. It was just a journey I needed to go to where I am today. So every step, the people, things I learned, I had to learn those life lessons in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even the last person that was, I made into a guru, or he told me he was a guru, and he turned out to be, I learned some things to quiet my mind. But the thing is, when your mind is quiet, so someone could put thoughts in your head. So you have to be careful when you're around people that do meditation and tell you to soak up the sponge that they're putting thoughts in your head. But for me, it was a good thing because he inspired me
mm-hmm.
to a promoter and to learn more things from him. I learned a year and a half, 40 years, what he taught me things in a year and a half, what he studied for 40 years, which is amazing
mm-hmm.
to think about it. I never mm-hmm. read books. I wasn't a book reader. I experienced life by just doing it and experiencing
mm-hmm.
things. So all these things now are happening from all those things that I learned from the past. All of a sudden, it's like I can't believe things are so good.
Well, I'm sitting here. A lot of people are talking about a lot of things out there right now where they're just haven't got to that point where things are coming in and the flow is there. But it's, you know, a lot of things actually go on YouTube. There's actually, it's called Abraham Hicks. You know, Mirage videos. And what they are is like little videos. Inspiring video. They show tons of money. They show comments of happiness with people experiencing life with the money too. Well, and what we try to sit there and tell everybody is you experience the stations in the process of life, not to take away for them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand that because they kind of stop and they're like, okay, I have to sit there and say I've been guilty of it too. Or we start thinking and go, okay, why are things not happening? I mean, I'm putting up, not realizing at that moment when I stopped to sit there and ask those questions and reevaluate, things stopped. Because I'm not living my life, I'm analyzing it and still living. So, of course, getting back in the mode of living and realizing that balance being physical and the spiritual is the ideal of living your life in accordance to balance, but also accordance to connection to the universe, life, that everything is one and the same. Everything's energy. So everything's energy for you. So is it whatever you want is. So therefore, it's the ideal of trying to be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
The more happy you are. Then,
yeah, to not analyze everything. And I'm dancing, I'm singing. And the thing is, when I was a small child, I loved music. And so now someone approached me who came in he was in my past. And now as he remembers me as a child, and not only did I create my own job, I didn't even realize it because I was busy helping everybody else. Never my own self ever, that were partners, and it's to do with music. And I have ability to music. I never thought these were gifts or valuables because there never was work. It was just something my being.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
so,
kind of amazing,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. I'm giving you off it. You're right. I mean, you got to play music, make some fun, do that, you know? Because, I mean, it's kind of funny. I was going to say something real quickly because we just said, very social, because my angels keep talking about music all the time around me. And now I get it. You have a chance to do facial music, necklace music, in general, it needs to be a certain. I guess you would say,
your echo chamber or something in here.
I'm hyper chambering.
No, I mean the noise on the phone. It's not clear. It's like a kind of like
I know.
Yeah.
We need. It's all about some of this from. I don't know. There's an issue going on in the last 3 days.
Oh, really? So it's been happening.
Yeah. Hey, Courtney, are you there? I guess so. Courtney, are you there?
Do the angels say anything to me? Anything I should know? Anything more I should know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Focus. And I see that. 7, 4, 8. Are you there?
What?
Hello? Yeah?
I'm here.
This is Courtney. Say hello.
Say what?
I said, no, I said Courtney's here, right?
I am.
And I said hello to Susan, saying hello to Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
And don't forget Mark. Mark's here, too.
Hi, Mark.
Mark was here. I don't know. Mark's not here anymore.
Maybe I scared people away with my subject matter.
And Courtney's not here either. She just popped out, too. Really.
Oh, no. I did it again. I just said you mentioned energy vampires and people are getting scared.
Those people are good. Situations. That happens a lot. I don't know what it is. And one thing the angels say to you is keeping the flow going is the idea of making sure that you constantly keep bringing your cares and worries to them. Until all the way reverse, keep it clear, keep it going. And this flow, keep going. Also, it feels like you're strong with children. Okay.
What do they say about children?
You're strong with children. You can help them. You know, like you pay attention to children that you attract who are also very good too to help and promote that gift. And parents are kind of like, kind of iffy about the whole thing, going in the right direction to realize that that child is a gift. So do you.
What I was upset about, why that other person came into my life, is that I was accused of being an unfit mother from my ex-husband, and I felt because I married someone I didn't love and my children were subjected to a father being that way, part of me thought that he would be the one to help the future children. So children had a lot of meaning to me and helping others so they won't have to live a secret life the way I did. So now I'm free. I can help others, but
that's the whole thing.
Not the way I thought I could.
Huh? And Courtney's back, too.
Oh, hi, Courtney.
Hey, sweetie. My phone, I don't know if it's a service or I don't know. Well, it's not Skype, or it might be, because I said, screw it, I'm just going to use my phone to call. I don't have too long because my battery is dying. I didn't bring it at home. I left it at work, so I have no idea. I could have do what?
So what the heck?
What's happening with you tonight?
And plus, I'm getting ready to go in the morning. I got to get up at 6 a.m. and get my stuff in the car because I'm headed out to Arizona in the morning. So,
are you heading to Arizona yourself?
No, my mom's going to go with me.
Oh, your mom's going to go with you?
Yeah, for a couple of weeks, then she'll fly home.
So you pretty much you okay as you go out, that kind of thing?
Do what? Tell it, come again?
I said, are you okay? Going out to Colorado. I mean, not to Colorado, I'm sorry. Out to Arizona. It seems like there's some fear stuff that you're kind of playing your head in and you're dancing here and that kind of stuff.
Well, now that I'm, one day out from going, of course there's a little fear, but I'm just letting the universe deal with it because I think I'll be just fine. I wanted to tell the caller, though. I had a couple of things I wanted to tell the caller. If I heard correctly, it's kind of difficult through Skype because it's kind of in and out, in and out, in and out. But right. I wanted to say, did I hear you correct? First of all, what's your name, hon?
Susan.
The caller.
Hi.
Yeah.
Susan.
You there?
Yes. Uh-huh. Hi.
Yeah, okay. She's here. She's just listening. Okay. All right, Susan. First thing I wanted to tell you, did I hear you correctly when you said that you were, you had a lot going on, especially with your intuition, it's getting stronger. And okay, let me explain what's happening with that, okay?
Uh-huh.
That is called spiritual awakening. And there's a ton of stuff going on with the mass consciousness and the ascension process and the spiritual awakening. You, my dear, are very, very Sirian and Palladian, which is a form of a starseed, and as part of the starseed race. And Palladians are very sensitive and emotional and very, very kind and loving, and they're very intuitive. Sirians are direct. They're can somewhat be antisocial if they choose to be, because they just don't like the situation that they're in, so they're taken the wrong way. But what you're going through is just a huge spiritual awakening. And you think this is powerful? Just wait in a couple of weeks to a month. It's going to be unbelievable. Your energy is going to be so high, you're going to be breaking door handles. And car handles are going to, yeah, the car handle doors, and like the locks. And this is happening. I'm not kidding you.
So you read exactly who I am. My goodness.
Oh,
yeah. It's not crazy, too, but I had a friend of mine. She's in New Hampshire, and she was talking about she does Reiki, and she's been working a lot with it. And she said she was in the parking lot, and her battery, she left her lights on, and she came out her battery dead, right? So she was focusing, and she had this friend of hers that she was sending energy to, helping this person with healing. While she was doing that, she said, well, heck, why don't I just do that and send it to my battery? So she left her battery, and about 5 minutes, she started her car and drove off. So, you know, the energy and that kind of high frequency. It's a joke, and there's a lot of things happening that people freak out, but it's just like she said, it's awakening to who you are and what you're capable of doing, and the possibilities are getting to the point right now is like a list of endless, and so just think about that whole thing. So I'll focus and do that. I also tell people what the energy out too as well, because if you think negatively, you get that as quick as it gets. So focus.
It's interesting because if I have the energy around me, I can float, but if I have negative around me, I can go really, very low, and it happens both ways. But the thing was, that person who I was a guru, I thought he was a vampire. He was a vampire though of energy. I didn't
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, psychic vampire.
Yes, but he was a I'm a Virgo. He was a Scorpion. So there was.
When's your birthday?
Huh? September the 15th.
Month the 16th.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. This is how high my vibrations are. They are picking up people that are like me all
You're
over.
Because it's supposed to be. It's supposed
it
to be, sweetie. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So do you understand that my ex-husband was a sociopath, which also a Scorpion, and this one... was a musician or a children's musician, and he hypnotized me by his voice on the phone, and I never knew it. But
really?
There were good things about it, too.
I don't mean to interrupt you, sweetie. I don't know how much longer my phone's going to give me, but that's because he was an alpha Draco, and I know this makes not any sense, but that's okay. People are going to start realizing what in the world I'm talking about. So,
how do you spell it so I can look it up?
Yeah, Alpha Dracos are they're a form of reptilians, and they're part of the Anunnaki race, and they're very dangerous, and they love to control. They're very possessive. They have no feeling. And,
oh my God.
Yeah. So. I wish I had my website. Write my website down. It's not up and running yet. I'm working on it.
So the guy that I was involved with was one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Pleiadians don't do very well with them. And Donnie will tell you what I'm about to tell you, but you live back in the Atlantean day.
Wow. That's scary. Oh, wow. They appear something else, though. They appear differently.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They do. They remind me of the Men in Black.
Except for Will Smith. He's a cool one.
He was like, okay, would you believe it? I always role played as a child. And so it was a thing where he was the one that was dressing up in costumes, and I thought it was like a game. And then later on, things changed.
There you go.
I took off my mask and my clothes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. This man could touch me by my finger, and I hate to tell you this, but I had orgasms wherever he touched me.
Oh, that's interesting.
No. That's very, very normal. I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is normal?
Absolutely. No, very normal. That's very normal for them to do. That's how they get you. I'm not kidding you. That's how they get you.
He can be a fit, make me feel calm and fall asleep at the same time and sexual.
Oh, yeah.
And then he drained me of my energy where I was limp, and then he had to put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
By taking his hand and just going through my chest.
You need to look up, I want you to look up Starseed. And,
how do you spell it?
S-T-A-R-S-E-E-D.
S-T-A-R-A-F-F-E-E-D.
And Donnie and I both, we did private reading. So I definitely encourage to get a private reading through one of us. And we both can help you. Donnie's really good at past life stuff, like Atlanteans. I don't really specialize in Atlantean stuff, but I can tell you a lot about starseeds and things. So.
Well, what happened in the end, I was becoming like him, and he's now my past. My ex-husband's gone, and he's my past. And the thing was, the very end is when I refused his voice, he got upset. And the thing was that he did things to me. He unfocused me in my mind nuts for one. You know, it was like a drug inside my body. Can you believe this?
Mm-hmm.
I was addicted to his music. Wow. Wow, I never knew. Oh. And they can't love you.
No, they have no emotions, hon. The Alpha Jacobs, they have no emotions at all. None at all. They're not supposed to. They're not formed.
When you
like
touch
that,
them, you don't feel anything.
Because of nothing there.
My ex-husband was one, too.
Well, doesn't surprise, you know, the idea of attracting.
And he was, but this man appeared everything my ex wasn't in every degree. So that's part of the package too.
Well, look at the situation of reading minds and picking that up and realizing exactly what you wanted and giving it to you.
Yes, that's what he did. And but I thought he was gay. That's so funny. He because he tried to wear things that my daughter would wear. He knew what shoes. He knew everything. It was like, whoa, unbelievable. But in the end,
scary.
In the end, he says, what do you want from me? I kind of turn things around. And then after, he couldn't handle it anymore. But then another person came into my life, and he took my... He have you ever had someone read your body by touching your arm? And then he told me about this other guy, and then he kissed me on the lips afterwards, and I was shocked that all the things he told me, and never would speak to me again. So it's like these people do these things and then unfocus my mind. But I'm in a good place now because I met another guy who's a Virgo. And he's like a soulmate. He says, I'm aspiring. I want to be your life coach. I'm your career coach and your life coach. And the thing was, he knew me from the past. I introduced him to this other guy, Corey. And he said to me one night, he says, he's not what I want. I want to tell you, I can't talk about business on the phone. And it's nothing against you, but this person doesn't have it. And now we're close, but he said to me he knew him a year ago, and he didn't understand why I was attracted to this man. But the thing is, that was so strange, is I'm the only one that liked his music. Everyone couldn't stand him and hated him. My children hated him. They saw things. They were abused children. They saw what I couldn't see. Maybe because I didn't want to. I don't know.
Could be.
Or because the attraction was so strong. So it was very,
you know, when I look at children, I would, you know, sometimes in the pure sense of the whole thing, when children are not really influenced by a lot of things, and they are. If you get have a tendency to be wide open, you can see things clearly. They look through indigo children, rainbow children, crystal children. I mean, especially indigo children, I think they can just look through people. And they see the real person. So when they see these things themselves, and their fears start coming out of the whole thing because of what they see, it's not an illusion. They're seeing the real deal. So it's like, you know, pay attention to those things too as well.
My son might have been one because he cried when his father touched him. He wouldn't talk at people's houses when he knew there was something wrong. And he has a condition where he throws up the thoughts that are in his head. Well, I used to too. When my ex-husband held us down, he did gaslighting. I didn't know. The other guy brought my memory back. So it was like I thought he was, I couldn't believe that he wasn't bad because everything he was doing was like the best thing I ever wanted. Everything I wanted, he became. So how could I know that he wasn't a good person? I just fought to everybody else that, you know, like, what do you mean? He, you know, I couldn't see that something was wrong until afterwards.
How did he treat everybody else?
Like they weren't there.
That was your sign.
Uh-huh.
See, I tell everybody else, if you got a guy who's treating you not, treats you like you're special, but treats everybody else like everybody's crap, that's a sign that that person is not being genuine because he's basically wearing a mask with you because everybody else, he doesn't care.
Right. He
but
didn't
you.
See them bellies like they're not there. Like when he's a musician, he was performing. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even like children, and yet he's a child musician. Whoa.
There's a lot of energy there, too, to feed on.
Oh.
Children.
They can sense something was wrong with him. They didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, I'm just saying, because, I mean, shoot, I know for a fact that in my situation, anyway, kids, children, dogs, animals, I have no, they just, like, draw to me like a magnet. So, you know, that shows you the true, I think it's the true essence of a person. That's saying, I'm a loving person, and people are drawn to that. But people who are not are repelled by it. Because everybody's looking for that love.
He didn't like dogs or children.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can sense something. Now, I'll tell you, at first, when I came to his place, it was like a fantasy land. And I came for meditation, and then I had marijuana. Oh, my God. You know, I haven't had that for years.
Can we say marijuana on the line?
I hallucinated in his apartment that night. I hallucinated. And you would think
mm-hmm.
that I would never go back, but I had to go back. Learn to be, he taught. He gave me fear so that
yes.
he would get rid of it. So isn't that amazing?
Yes. I think I was actually engaged to one this last time, too. It was the same kind as your guy because she was like a crazy woman. So I look at it, her kids, because it was kind of funny. I was with her for about 2 years, and her kids looked at me as more of a parent than they looked at her own mother.
Really?
And I thought that was kind of interesting in itself. And it was just the idea of drugs and marijuana and, like you said, pot and that kind of stuff. And always trying to get you to... And always trying to say, well, I need to change. So why don't you conform to my life? Why don't you start smoking pot and drinking and all that kind of stuff? And then we'll probably get along.
Yes. He wanted me to be like him. First of all, I opened up to him. And then after when I went to his place, it was like he would wear a robe. And
mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a game. And then I took off my mask. He never did, I think. And the thing was,
mm-hmm.
it was never a game. He was really serious.
Mm-hmm.
And his music was fake too. And the thing is that you know how you domesticate. You know, we're all domesticated animals. So he believed in domesticating with life lessons.
Okay.
And like he would say to me, "You're soaking in the water. You're soaking in the sponge," and repeating these things to him. And he brought me to God. So I thought he was the best thing to help the future children. No idea that he was the one who could hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing and addicted to his music. And I'm very highly sensitive, if you didn't know that. And I felt his music in my head, and I said to him, I said, "I feel your music in my head." He says, "Oh, that's okay."
Yeah, I've got those before, too, when you're sitting there talking to somebody, and they're just looking at me. And I've always told people, when I tell people what I do for a living, I get, you know, three reactions. Either people believe me, and they want to ask me questions, or they do believe me, and they want to ask me questions. But there's always a reaction. When people look at me and go, I had a couple of girls today, I was like, "I'm psychic." And they're going, "Really? That's nice." I'm sitting there going, "So where are you from?" "You can't be from here." Because, I mean, that reaction just didn't resonate with me because I always get a reaction from somebody. I've had friends of mine that I haven't seen in years. So, "Oh, you're a psychic?" "Yeah." So there's a reaction, some kind of emotion there. And when I don't get an emotional connection of some level, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, "Okay, where are you from and who are you?"
Really?
Yes.
And so this woman, she didn't have much emotion when you talked to her. She just was like, she didn't have much.
Well, on her case, it was more of a mask, but there was emotion, and there was like, I think there was, sometimes I feel like you got to look at the situation of influences of races, but there's also other races. Because you're sitting there talking about someone that you know and who you are, and the idea of two races coming together and creating something. So you might have a person who has the same traits as the guy you're talking about,
uh-huh.
and have the same traces as you do. Okay?
Yeah. Well, we were saying religion. I don't know if that mattered any, but so I felt close to him and about how he helped children. And I fell in love, or I fell for his music, but he was not who he was seen to be. In other words, the lessons he taught, he didn't believe in himself.
Oh.
That makes sense?
Yes. Susan, if you want to stick around a little bit longer, and you're very intuitive, if you want to...
Oh, thank you. I've never had such a talk. This is amazing tonight. I mean, because most people want to shut me down and say, go, you're crazy.
No, I wanted to bring some other people on, and I was trying to get to 773, but if he could hear me, will you come back in?
Now I can hear you. It's cleared up a bit.
Yeah. Area code 303. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Say hi.
Hey, I'm good. Fine. How are you tonight?
Yes, let me think about that for a minute. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
And Susan's here. Susan's here, too. She's,
hello.
I just lost my line here. And you said your name was?
My name's Jane.
Jane?
Uh-huh.
Susan is it. Yeah, we're just I'm trying to have an open forum here and bring a couple of people on so we can talk about these topics and stuff.
Is anything strange happening to you right now in your life?
Jane?
In my life?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of weird things going on. Actually, I'm going through a lot of changes in my career and love and everything. It's just kind of like bombarding me all at one time, and I'm so bombarded with it that I almost it's crippled me. I lay in bed a lot. I can't, you know, I'm depressed and I can't seem to pull out of it right now.
Well, what do you do? Do you do a lot of meditations or anything, or you just kind of like ponder?
I do meditate. I go up to the church in the afternoon and sit and just to get a quiet place, and trying to ask God and ask the angels and whatever's out there to just guide me in the right path. I don't know. I really don't know where I'm going. It's been a long...
Well, there's too many changes that are happening. You have to make decisions.
Oh, I'm the same with the situation. One thing I was picking up where she was talking about this career, and it's like I feel like a lot of changes going on in her career, but it's almost like looking for changes too.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely... I have some things that are possibly going to come into place, but they're things that the money's going to be slow coming in. And, of course, that's hard to deal with. So. I have to try
yeah.
to keep my head above water while I can. But, yeah, it's just hard. I'm in the mortgage business, and I have been for 25 years, and I'm trying so hard, desperately, to move away from that because, you know, it's not helping anybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it used to be, and
what's that?
I just don't feel good in it, you know.
What were you doing?
I was a broker for a while, but I've been like about every job there is, processing, closing, funding, everything through the years.
Those things can drive you nuts because I used to work for a mortgage company too.
Me too.
Helped a friend of mine put together. Uh-huh. So when you sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, I can understand how come you get like talking to people on the phone and even telemarketing and that kind of stuff, you're like driving yourself nuts because you're subjecting yourself to negative energy from people who are negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I look like this. I am tired right now of a lot of companies and people and these careers and stuff. We keep doing the same thing over and over because we feel like if we don't, we're not going to get any good results, not realizing if we could change our outlook and look at the situation and change things and quit letting people have so much control. Because I've seen this in the mortgage company. We are kissing ass. I want a house. I want to make money. One thing I don't understand in this country is, yes, I understand the potential of making all kinds of freaking money. But at the same time, if you're chasing after money for the sake of money, you're going to exhaust yourself because there's no there's no path. And you're just going and doing the whole thing. And I watched these mortgage companies. I said, wow, you know, I feel like the one thing we could do and change the whole outcome on everything, and houses would go down. You know, salaries would also go down, but people realize that the reason salaries are so high right now is because the cost of living is so high. So everybody keeps going up and up and up and not realizing it needs to be reformed and brought back to a balanced level because everything's out of whack. I mean, lawyers, I mean, I talked to a lawyer, and I'm not going to get too much into that because we had a show on that already, but a guy making $190 an hour to me tells me he's an employee, but he likes to run the show. So when you sit here and look at those situations, you know, you look at him, I just feel like if someone would just voice their opinion and say, dude, I'm paying you $190, or I just gave you a $15,000 retainer, shut up and sit down and listen to me.
Yeah. I'm laughing. I went through a divorce. Believe me, it was hard. If you think $100, can you imagine it went up to $300 an hour or up to $5 sometimes? It was like, and they're working for me, and yet I can't speak? And well,
yeah.
I'll tell you something. There's no such thing as reality. You know that, right, in this world?
No. Reality is like, sit here and say, look past the illusion and see what is. Okay? Yeah. What is? What is? But it depends on your perception. It's your life. So what you see, it is what you are. You know, you sit here and look at the situation. If you have an abundant, prosperous life, then you're an abundant, prosperous person. And you
right.
think this way.
But if
you know,
three people give you a story, you don't know which one to believe in. So if a judge looks at things and sees it a certain way, they don't know how to rule because it's duplicated or, you know.
Still live it.
They don't know how to, right.
Amy, a friend of mine had a lawyer on her show talking about she was getting donations and that kind of stuff. And he's basically saying, well, you're trying to charge for readings. Well, so I'm fine, Mr. $190 a person, you know, an hour. You know, what is your thing here? Because I was linking with the guy myself saying, you know, you're sitting there. She said that she's taking donations for the thing, and then he comes back and says, well, once you get the money for your show and the expenses and stuff, then you stop charging donations. And she came basically coming back and saying, well, when you hit a certain point, if you've paid for all your schooling, you're going to stop charging people too, because that's what your biggest thing is. You all sit here and say, the reason we charge high fees is because we went to school and we did this and we did that. Blah, blah, blah. I just kind of look at them going, shut up.
Thank you. Hooray.
Yeah, the reason you're charging $190 an hour is because you want to. The reason I charge as much as I do is because I want to. That's what I think I'm worth. So why don't you just sit here and tell us that, guy? I would believe that more of him saying, I think I'm worth $190, instead of saying, I went to school, I went this, I did this. I called lawyers after lawyers after lawyers. And see, these guys are charging outrageous fees. Okay, to me, and the reason I think that is because every time I've ever contacted a lawyer, they always say, you have to do this. They all of a sudden they're going to tap on your fears.
Yes.
And if you've ever gone to school and checked out these schools that these lawyers go to, there is a context where they teach them why. Because
they must teach them how to mentally affect a person.
Yeah, like doctors. Doctors are also taught that they can't be on the same level as their patients.
They are. Okay.
Yeah. So they tell them, you know, you have to be on a certain plate, on a certain plateau in order to be productive. And I don't believe that. I think you can still be a loving, caring person and still be objective and still be on the same level.
Well, that's why I drive people crazy because when I had to convince my doctor that I didn't fit into the circle or I didn't fit into the box, and that the things that were going on, it's not Western medicine. And so she had to look at me in a different case. She says, I've never had anyone like you. All right, I'll do it this way. You're sensitive body and mind, and therefore I'm giving you these pills, you know, for your sensitivity. But, yeah.
Give him pills for sensitivity? You know what I do? I take a bath. But
what happened was I was in a car accident. Well, I went through a shock, mental and physical, in one evening. Basically... I learned that if a policeman comes knocking on your door, you don't have to go outside. But I didn't know you didn't have to open the door. So basically, I was in a car accident because always check the front tires. They had no tread. So it was raining, and the car flipped into a flower bed. And but I dreamt this for 4 days, not realizing what was happening. 4 days that I dreamt for the first time I had my own vision that I was going to be surrounded by flowers and trees. So when it happened, it was like, oh, am I dreaming this? And I blanked it out. And then someone, like, I was stuck in the middle. Who would think you'd get in trouble if you abandoned your car at 1 o'clock in the morning? I was stuck between the trees. Well, someone reported me to the police, so it was under investigation. So that I didn't get a chance to call them. They were knocking on my door. And I know from abused women, you do not go outside or they'll arrest you. So, but I didn't know that if I opened the door, that could be trouble, too. So I opened the door, and the docs ran outside.
Right. I'm just saying, I think any situation can be intervened with divine guidance and changed the way it should be, instead of always going along with the line and saying, well, this is how we have to do it. That's a human side. I feel like the human side always says, you got to have money, you got to have this, you got to have that. But the spiritual side says, I can have anything I want. And when you put the two together, you accomplish a whole lot of things.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And with the situation, and Jane, you still there? Was it Jane? Area code 303. Are you there?
I'm sorry, I scared her.
No, her phone's still open. Hello. Hey, Stanley, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Stanley's here. We got Susan, and there's a two and area code 303. Jane, are you there? Her mic is open. Hello. Okay, Stanley. I know you're having a problem with the relationship. Susan's here. We're gonna bring a couple other people on too. I want everybody to just area code 203.
Night to talk to other people. Wow.
Area code 206. Welcome to the show too as well. Hello. Someone's at the kitchen. Area code 206. How are you? Area code 206. Someone's got some squeaky doors. Okay. Some Skype calls, I think, here. I'm going to try. I keep clicking on these freaking things. They're driving me nuts. Okay. I have two callers who have, I think, Skype numbers. 11111. If you can hear me, say hello. Everybody say hello. You're all in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody, just... I got one caller, area code 111. You're on the air, too. Go ahead and say something.
It's Amy.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, Amy.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Stan. How are you?
I'm all
right. Okay, Amy. You're on a Skype call?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to, sometimes this is like a test thing for me, right? I'm trying to get everybody on the line. We're all trying to do our little roundtable discussions here. Susan's had her little situation. We're talking about that. We lost Courtney because Courtney lost her, I guess, her phone died. Okay.
I wanted to tell you, Donnie, it's like I don't think you're aware of there was like a little situation going on, and I wanted to talk to you about it. It's amazing. When you were talking to Susan after Courtney was lost, there was a male voice that came over the air and was whispering, and a bunch of us heard it in the chat room, and it was barely audible. You could hear it, though, but it just sounded like someone whispering, like you couldn't understand what they were saying.
Uh-oh.
It was freaky. And then...
It wasn't my ex-husband or my other guy in my life.
And then I'm sitting here in my dining room with the lights off. I've got, like, two candles lit, and so I can see, and I saw a shadow jump into the next room right across from where I am. So I turn on the lights, and I'm, like, freaked out right now.
Oh, my God.
It sounded weird. It was just like you could hear someone talking. So I'm gonna Jeremy, my boyfriend's very good at isolating frequencies with technology and whatever. So I'm gonna go back once you archive this. I'm gonna go in there and isolate it and turn it up and magnify it and see if we can find out what.
Oh my God! If it's someone I know, I'll die. Oh my God!
Don't say that. Just be positive.
Well, I got to tell you something. I went to a spiritual center, and I heard his voice. And the thing was, he was there 3 years ago. And when I told him, he says, yeah, I was there 3 years ago. So how could I hear his voice? I mean, that was kind of scary.
Wow.
Have you ever gone to a spiritual center?
Thank you.
Spiritual center. What kind of spiritual center?
It was the Agape, Michael Beckoff Spiritual Center. What happened was I went to a film screening in Topanga, actually, and someone invited me to go there to meet me. And it turned out to be a spiritual peace movement that weekend, and I learned so many things. It was amazing. And
wow.
Yeah, I was floating. It was such high energy.
Cool.
But there's another reason why I was floating. I found out I had malnutrition, but that's another. You have to be careful when you become a vegetarian that you eat properly. And, well, this person that I was with who was very spiritual, let's just say they like you to be floating. They say everyone who was spiritual said, yeah, you're supposed to be floating, but then I found out, no, it's malnutrition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dehydration.
Okay. I'm sorry. I take a five second prayer, basically to protection. So, I worked really strong with the guardian angels and angels to protect my home and everything, shows, people, everything. That's what I just did.
So you protected all of us with the angels?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
So the situation, all good, just all talking, just all have a good time and say, that guy's a jerk. Hey, we can say it freely, we know, you know. But I was just saying with the situation, a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people on the line here. We have 06. You're here with us too, is right? Are you there? I feel like I'm a cartoon, a Horton Hears a Who. We're here. Okay, I can say hey, hello. And Stanley, you was going to ask a question because it was a relationship situation going on with you.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you see me getting back with my ex anytime soon?
Well, you know, I was sitting here focusing on that. Once you come back in, you were here last night too. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. But,
that's okay.
You know, because it's like today, I was there. Every time I started to click on you, you were gone. So I was like, I can only click on when he's here. So.
Right.
Good, you're back. So we finally got you in here and stuff. And hello to Amy, Susan. So if you guys have any insight on this whole thing, I welcome it. And I just feel like the situation with him and his ex, I question the situation of why should they get back together? Why would he want to get back together? I'm not saying she's a bad person. That's just the way it comes to me. I just want to see if anybody else might have picked up the same too.
Do you have children involved?
Well, I have a stepson. It's not my child, but I did grow attached to the child. And, I just love her, and I know Amy told me a few weeks ago just let it go, but, you know, I really can't. So I've been praying on it and asking God, and just hoping for that miracle, you know, could we get back together?
Well, see, the thing is, you have to watch out things in the situation of asking God for help. Not that you shouldn't ask him for help, but you should look for the answers and the way they come to you. With my ex-fiance, it wasn't until after the situation had come to a point where I'd lost everything three times, which I guess I was being hard-headed about the situation. But the one thing I did, it's like looking at the situation going, I was in love with that woman. I loved her dearly. Okay? I loved her, like, so much. But at the same time, on the level she's at, it's not working. And I had to come to that conclusion. So God was pointing these things out and saying, it's time to move on. The reason you keep getting kicked out of the situation is because we're protecting you. But we wasn't looking at it that way. We were thinking it as a threat and saying, you're taking something from me. Or why would you bring us together and do this and this and this? And then I finally sat down and got clear about the whole thing, which I guess I would sit there and say, this is the time I actually started reading for myself. And really listening, because I really realized by that time, that's what it's for, to listen to our own intuition, our own psychic abilities, so therefore we can make really good decisions to do what we got to do. But it was a really hard situation. But then they came to me and said, your ex-fiance is going to come back, but you need to listen. When you listen, it doesn't mean you're going to get back together, it just means she's coming back in your life. So listen to what she says and how she is, and you'll see the truth. When she called me and she bitched for 3 days, it just told me that she's still in the past. She's still bitching about the same thing she was 3 years ago. So she hasn't progressed. And then I sort of looked at my life and realized, look, all the stuff that I have and all the things that are going on and all the changes, how I just love my life, and she doesn't. And I was asking myself, the truth is, I'm not going back there. That's because the word back means going backwards, and I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. I'm looking forward to all the things that are happening. I'm looking for, you know, as I focus on each and everything. That's what I started looking at and started realizing by focusing on my service to the world, that's where everything would come to me through that avenue. And she wasn't part of that. And that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. And not to go deep on the whole situation, I'm just saying when you ask God to help you, listen to the answers, because it might not be what you want to hear, but it's definitely going to be in a situation where it protects you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to throw something in there?
I guess when there's children involved, it kind of makes it harder, though.
Yeah, it do.
It makes you more attached to that person because you don't want to lose the connection with that child.
That's true, too. And I had a hard time with her children because her children looked at me as more of a father than they've ever had. And I was very attached to them. And she had an older daughter, and I had daughters, so I knew how to, you know, daughters and that kind of connection. And I understand that, how important a father is to a girl. And I was like, that was a big thing. That was a hard thing for me to do. At the same time, I can't be a part of that life and be a part of those kids' life unless she allows it.
Yes.
Opens that door when she shuts the door, whatever happens to those kids and whatever happens to her and the consequences that come after that word, I have no control over that. It's not my life. I have to come to terms with that thing. That doesn't mean I'm an insensitive person. It just means right then and there, I just realize that I have to focus on me, and not in a selfish way. It's just the ideal that in the process of giving so much, that was an imbalanced situation because I gave everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sat there and looked at her and said, okay, how can I make your life easier? She told me. I did it. And then she took advantage of it.
Of course.
And then she pushed it. And then she pushed it and did it. And I was sitting there and said, okay. The only time she'd ever come back and do anything in any kind of shape or form was because there was an alternative. She wanted something.
Of course.
So you go through those whole thing. So, I feel bad for those children in a sense because I felt like I had a real good influence over them. And I think that could have really changed the outcome of their lives and which direction they were going. But you can't invade in that whole thing of what she's created.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to go, gosh, that sucks, but I don't know what to do about it. So therefore,
well, it is. Someone told me, even with my ex and my children, it's that you're putting his stuff on you. In other words, my son's going to be graduating from college in Colorado. How about that?
Another sign.
You tell how strong the decisions are that you here you
what
are
is
Colorado.
That? What was that noise?
From Boulder.
It's like someone was sneezing in a bag.
Oh, wasn't here.
Okay, all I wanted to say one thing is, okay, area code 206, are you there? If you're sitting there waiting for me to pick up the phone, I already have. Amy, are you still there? Amy's not with us anymore, but there is a caller on the line who has the area code 111. I think it's a Skype call. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Honey, I already told you I love you.
Oh, I thought that was what I heard. Cause people were talking about voices in the chat room and stuff. I'm like, am I hearing voices again, too? So, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. So, where are you?
Where am I?
Where are you? Where could be?
Right this minute.
Right this minute.
Right this minute, I'm sitting at a kitchen table.
Okay. Say hello to Susan and Stanley. And I don't know what happened to area code 206. But I've been trying to get 615 on, because every time I click on it, it won't let me do it.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. We got. Is this area code 206?
No, I'm 615.
Oh, okay. 615 is on the air. So welcome to the round table, the big forum, the big council here. And we're talking about all kind of crazy stuff. And Shannon, would you like to bring something to the table? I was talking to Stan.
Thank you.
This was this relationship, Stanley. I was just saying, did we answer your question for you, Stan?
Yeah, basically you did. So, though, I guess not go backwards, huh?
Well, you know what, Stanley? Maybe you can. How old are the children?
5. It's just 1.
5 years old. Well, that's hard because she's young or he's young.
Shannon, are you in the chat room?
Am I what?
Are you in the chat room?
No, I am not.
Okay. No, sorry, guys. You know, I'm sorry. You guys go ahead. And, Susan and Stanley, you go ahead and talk in verse. I'm gonna take like. You're there, Susan?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, how Stan would feel. I gotta.
Stanley, I guess it's hard when there's a 5-year-old. If the child was older, then you can have a different relationship. 5 is very close to their mom.
Right.
Yeah, that's really difficult.
So I don't know. We've been apart for like a year and a half now, but I've been trying to get back in good grace and everything, and nothing seemed to work, and I always have faith. So, I mean, I guess just I got to let go, and then it's a lot of psychics that were selling me hope. Oh, if you pay me $200, I can get y'all back together, do a prayer, and do this and do that. I mean, I've been through everything.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, that's your
soul
made.
Oh, my goodness.
It's your soul made, and just, you know, they tell you what you want to hear. So
no, don't do it. Don't believe they're gonna do it. It's going to happen through them. It has to be through her. She has to see the light, you know. She's just, it's sad when there's a child involved, but maybe somehow that child will reach out to the mom and want you to come back. Then she'll reach out to you. She has to reach out to you before you can reach out to her.
Okay.
Does everybody agree with me on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It really is. I mean, I've stayed with my, well, it's hard when children are involved, you know. But it's your life, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a situation where I was protecting everybody, I thought, and so I stayed in a marriage that was bad, but because I was protecting everybody and I didn't want him to be alone with my children. But that was because I was married to someone that was insanity, but I didn't know he was insane. But
right.
They were my children. So a mother or a father feels differently from a relationship. But when there's other people's children and you're involved with it, and a 5-year-old is going to be attached to the mom, and if she doesn't want you to be in her life, you can't force her.
Right, I can't.
No.
I can't, and that's what I got. I mean, it's been a year and a half, but, you know, had he just been attached to someone, I mean, I've been there since the baby was about 3 months, and we've been together on and off for a good 10 years, and I'm 26, so that's all I really know.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you're so young, 26.
Yeah.
You're 26, and you got this thing about you that you already got it planned out, what you want, and that kind of stuff, but you got to. I always tell people one thing you should stop looking at. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just, yeah, don't put it at the forefront, which is compatibility. Some people have a tendency to get in relationships because they have all these things in common. Take a step back, look, and ask yourself how you feel first. Then go for the common denominator, you know, because I think compatibility does not determine the longevity of a relationship.
Right.
It does. You,
well, you know what, Stanley, it may be that you have a need to help children. So forget about these children for the moment and go to other children that could use your services, like a foster. Be a foster, be a big brother, you know,
big brother.
Help underprivileged children, and that way you'll have that need met. And you'll see, you'll meet all, children that will reach out to you and need you so badly. Oh, there's so many children that could have you. And then you'll feel differently. It will happen. You'll never not forget these children. But that need for you that you got, that you love children so much, will be fulfilled in that respect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Do y'all see me, you know, getting a baby coming from me or anything, you know? Like in a near future. I want to wait till I'm financially stable, you feel me? I want to wait till I have, you know, a steady career
Well, you don't have to have a career to help other children in that need you, like take them out of the day and things like that, help a child that way. And you're giving to that child that their parents can't give, and you'll get something back, too.
Right.
That's true, too. But I feel like, you know, the question of saying, I think it's like almost like looking at the situation with Stanley. He wants a child of his own. And I feel like that, you say he's like, what, 26?
Yeah, I'm 26.
I still feel like, you know, because I feel like in situations of being stable financially, when you have children, that kind of you have to rearrange and change things again, and up to, you know, but it's one of those things that people should also focus on preparing themselves exactly what they want to do and be open minded to whatever happens, because it can drive you crazy.
Right. I want to wait till I'm like 30 to where I feel, you know, spiritually and I'm more ready for it, you know, and financially ready, because that's why I feel. I feel like around the time I'm 30, I feel like I'm having my first child. I don't know why, but it's just always been like that for me.
Well, I saw between 4 to 5 years before you actually have a child of your own.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had a girlfriend that could have been pregnant?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that whole thing of going, you know, I keep feeling like Stanley almost had a child. It was a situation that was kind of a near miss or something like that.
Yeah, Abney, she had a miscarriage. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That tore me up. But, you know, God does things for a reason. So maybe I wasn't ready. Who knows? No.
Well, the answer I get is the conflict we're going to have with her is coming through, but it's going to be with another mother, because it just felt like in the situation, I'm not putting the right words too. It wasn't saying she was unworthy. It just wouldn't have worked between the two of you, and it's like putting the child in a nice, because you can be really loving and caring as long as you're also with somebody who does the same thing, and it can pull you off guard and you're not. Because it's like this situation with this woman who's actually pulled you onto the other side and just thinking too much, when I feel like in some ways you don't do that, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry. One other thing, too, I was going to say. Amy, are you here? Oh, yeah. Amy, are you with us?
I'm here. It's getting freakier and freakier.
No,
I swear
really?
To God. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, I shared it with the chat room. I put my headset on a shelf near where I was sitting, probably about 5 feet away, and I walked out of the room. I came back, I sat down, the headset fell on the floor. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm listening on my laptop, then I decided to put the headphones back on. So I'm listening through my headset, and I start hearing the point where I came on the show before and started telling you about this voice. Like, it was just played back for me. And I was in the chat room asking anyone else if they had heard it, because I wasn't hearing the show, you know, airing live. I was, and I don't know if that's actually even possible, because it's not even archived yet. It went back to what I said about the voice being heard on the whispering, you know, male voice or whatever. So I'm like freaking out, right? So I grab my headset and I'm like, all right, I'm going to call through Skype. I tried calling through Skype and I can't get through. It sounded like all garbled. The headset will not work. So I went to my phone, my house phone, and I tried to call twice and the line was busy. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Someone asked you.
There's something going on. There's something going on.
What's that?
Ooh.
So, Aaron could have. Okay, Stan. With your situation.
Wait, I want to ask Susan a question, though. Can I ask Susan a question?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Are you aware of any attachment that you have? Do you have anything that you're aware of? Because it seems to be connected with you for some reason, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, those men in my life. My ex-husband, when he goes into a market, I was in the market the same time his mother died that day, and I backed away. Everyone in the market says bad vibrations. I went back to that market, that was in October, a couple weeks ago with a friend, and they said the same thing. Whenever that man enters, there's bad, bad, bad vibrations. They can feel it in the air.
I can see that, too. I can see that, because when I sit here and focus on the situation, Amy was talking about this voice, I can see a man, and it was this voice of where he has the ability to, I saw this on this guy on Heroes, who actually can get in people's minds, and he can actually manipulate and put pictures and thoughts in there that you will start seeing, you'll start believing, and then you'll start saying, like, he will sit there and go, okay, you're gonna sit there and ask me, and you're gonna do exactly what I want you to do. I'm trying to persuade you to do it. So he plants a thought in the person's head that agrees with him, and that's what I got here with. It's like he's trying to. It's like he's doing certain situations with certain people where he's like, remember me, and he's doing little things that are coming back and going, I'm going to change your thoughts on this whole thing. Like he's trying to manipulate the situation. Because he's trying to make everybody fearful of him.
And so this is the thing. When I was with him, or even when I was away from him, wherever I was, I heard his voice. It was very weird. I looked around, and I felt he was around me, but he wasn't there. And so what you're saying tonight, oh, my gosh, it's not my ex-husband. It's the next one that replaced my ex-husband.
Oh, yeah, the stronger one.
I don't know. It just comes up, like, when I tried to look at it, it just comes up as a destructive force.
Uh-huh.
And something that keeps you up at night. So I don't know if
I had to stop his music. I was addicted to his music. It was like a drug in my skin. And thank goodness that person, but it came back a little bit when I was in the shower, because what happened was these people talking about vampires, energy vampires, and he was one, and I never knew it.
The situation also, you know, I was sitting there looking at things too and going, okay, you know, she says it's a destructive force. It's like the thing I got was, it shows me a picture of an angel, and you take, like, if you ever saw the movie City of the Angels, every time...
Hold on, I'm hearing it again. I'm hearing... Do you guys hear that?
Did you hear it? Yeah.
It sounded like it was trying to say something. I want to say, like, if there's something that you want to say, whatever this spirit is, whatever this force is, I want you to say it. You know, feel free to say whatever you want to say.
To me, or to me to say go away...
No. I'm just trying to see if it wants to say something.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thank you
for being in my life. You taught me so many things, but now it's time for you to leave us alone. Thank you.
Where's that coming from?
Did you guys hear it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Senator, it's like a Darth Vader, but more youthful. But no, the thing that came to me, they were showing me this picture of an angel when they took a picture of Nicolas Cage in that movie. Every time they would take a picture of him being an angel, all you would see is this big bright light. Okay, when I saw it, they showed me the opposite of what that is. You have a bright light, but then you have another force like this here is like a void with no light in it. There's nothing there.
Donnie, can we just be quiet for 1 second? I think it's trying to say something. I keep hearing something.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay. I think it wants to say something, but it also wants to be the center of attention when someone else is trying to talk. Because every time we talk or say anything, that's when the thing starts saying something. And, you know, I can hear it. You know, the thing I got was I'm just basically making my press known, which is, like I said before, trying to tap on each one of us on our fears.
That's what he did.
That's what I get with this thing it keeps saying. It keeps, every time, all of us are hearing it, but we're all experiencing something different in our minds.
Yeah, I wanted to say too, Sabrizi's asking, how do you know the voice isn't just coming from someone's phone? But there were only two of you on the phone in the beginning of the show when you guys were talking, and I called in. You had been bringing on other people right before I called in, but it was just the two of you talking.
But now there's only three of us, because I actually, when you were sitting there saying that, I took all the lines off. So the only people on the line right now are just the three of us.
What about online? Are people can hear us on Facebook or anything like that?
Well, I guess we should ask that, shouldn't we?
Okay, Earthbound Angel saying, okay, you have to ask him and then be silent for a few seconds. So can we try it again? Are you guys game?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay. So if there's anything that you want to say, please feel free to say it now. I guess not. I think you're right, Donnie. He wants to kind of steal the spotlight by interrupting other people.
Well, that's how this person was.
It makes perfect sense, because every time when you speak and you talk and you're passionate about something, you're expending energy. So therefore, it's like that's what he wants.
He wants my energy.
Interesting, huh? Somebody shoot me on that one, huh?
I'm sorry, guys.
Why should you?
Why are you sorry? Well, if it's someone that's involved in my life, they're coming forward.
I don't care. This is like exciting. Going okay.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it?
Don't apologize. I mean, why should you apologize for something that's not your fault?
Well, I guess that's my personality.
Yeah, but you should also sit there and look at the situation, look at yourself as a fantastic person, because if you didn't, I mean, it's like, look, you got away from the situation.
Yeah, so I could be drawn back in, but now I realize that who he is. But I could not believe it. I thought he was an indigo child, and that I thought he was, he made me believe that, and I was the one that was the bad person because I didn't believe in him anymore.
Okay, I'm going to bring, that's kind of weird.
Your mind can really play tricks on you.
No, it can't. So, therefore, it doesn't.
Hey, is it only us three on the phone again?
Yes.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah, because I cut everything off. I heard it briefly. I was like, okay, I was going to open up 615, and I did for a split second, so I shut it real quick, and it was still going on.
There it is again. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
It does sound like someone whispering, right? Anyone in chat, like, tell us what you hear.
It's whispering. It's like it's a sound. When people go in your subconscious, it's like you don't know it's there, but it goes into your brain. That's what it's doing.
Heck yeah. Okay, it's like a breathing almost. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not regulated either. It's not like someone on the phone breathing. It's like, it sounds weird. You know what
I mean? It's a microphone. It's like, you know, like he's trying to get a vibration. See, he had like in his room, he had like a microphone or whatever for sound, because it's a singer.
Oh,
or,
my gosh.
So, but they can get a certain vibrations from doing this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start doing some readings, guys.
And you know, vibrations are a very strong sound. I'm very in tune to that. And so they get to your subconscious level, and you don't know it until later.
Well, see, when I work with people and that kind of stuff, when you are consciously working with your subconscious mind, they have a hard time with that, because you're actually working one-on-one with that. You can't change that, and you can work with it, and you can be very aware of what's going on. Because we're talking about HemiSync CDs. The reason I like HemiSync CDs is because in the process of bringing both hemispheres together, gives you intense focus and concentration, but you can also really focus on using more of your brain, too, as well. So it's an interesting thing. And
it
I love
is.
Those things.
You can switch it around. But the thing is, when I was with that relationship, I was turning into that person because my personality changed, my eating pattern changed, everything changed. I almost became him completely. But his voice, the third voice, I could resist that voice. It was a condescending voice, and when I heard it, I ran out of the place each time.
Okay. All right. I want to start doing some readings, guys. I just want to bring some
people
on. Earthbound
Angels on 406. By the way, Donnie, sorry.
No, you're all right. Okay, 406, how are you?
Good, how about you?
I do not know. We're leaving it wide open here and say, okay. So, you know, it's like looking at the situation and going, what do people think about this situation? I mean, there's a lot of us here who are very intuitive, and you just want to ask everybody, what are you up with this thing, with this situation going on?
Yeah, well, he sounds like he's very desperate to get through. It's, and then, like, I don't know.
Well, how's your computer working? Because mine's wiped. I mean, something happened to my computer with something weird.
Yeah, my computer is fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the rest of us are like residue. We hear this, we're picking things up with it kind of thing. But
well,
like I said, I'm not having problems either, really. I mean,
yeah.
But I actually stopped for a second, too, and went into a really deep little meditation real quick and put protection around everything. And everybody who comes on the show, you're very protected. And I think that's why the voice is starting to get more. It sounds like it's desperate, because it's desperately trying to get through, and it's
Does he think there's a wall? He knows there's a wall there.
Yeah, because if he's sitting there and every person that hears this, it taps on a fear. So he's trying to bring you, because protection can only work. And the first time you start feeding into fear, the fear will counteract that, and he can get in. It's like looking for a crack into this wall of energy, positive energy. He's looking for a crack to get through. And if someone cracks and goes, oh, shit, whoa, and scares them, and they feed into that. You feed into that, that's a crack, and he'll get through. So I'm just saying with the situation, oh, my God, we got people on the line tonight. We have this guy.
Have
this
you
guy
heard of someone of giving you fear so that they take away the fear?
To give you the fear, to take away the fear?
Yes. In other words, I was so got close to him, and then one night when I went hallucinated, I was scared, and he didn't seem to care. But then eventually, but I had to come back. But he said, like, now you're facing your fear.
Area code 714. You there?
Hello.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I just
log
in right now. I just tune in right now. Yes.
Oh, okay. No, it was sitting because I was like the guys are actually on the call. You got Angel. Gosh, I'm losing my mind here. 714. Do you have a question that you'd like to ask everybody? Because I'm just gonna. The queue is full of people, and it's kind of fun. I want to thank this guy. He's causing the chaos. A lot of people coming in. So thank you very much for making my show a very popular show tonight. Because I got tons of people in here. There's the chat room's full. The queue is full, so hey, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, sweetie. You go ahead, 714. What is your first name? I'm sorry.
My first name is Kim.
Kim?
Yes.
Go ahead, Kim. You tell us, throw a question out there for the rest of us. Take our minds off this reptilian dude.
So is this like I can ask any kind of questions, or?
Just as long as you don't
went online. Huh?
You just went online and did what?
I just went online to see what's going on. It's on live now, and it says 2 hour of angel readings and past life readings. I was interested in it.
Well, okay. No, you can ask a question. Ask anything you want.
I just wanted, because I'm trying to contact my angels, but then I really don't know how. I just wanted to know if they're around.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing about angels is the idea of just opening up a conversation opens up the connection to them, just acknowledgement. So, you know, if you feel like, for example, if you're going on the road and you get this voice that tells you to make a turn and you realize later on you missed an accident because you listened to that voice, that is your angels talking to you. So it's the idea of acknowledging that and paying attention to that. And then it seems like it opens up even more and you'll start hearing more things. And to the point right now, I mean, when I'm going to the store, they'll tell me not to get the brownies. Simple forms. But I'm just saying, uh-huh. Once you start really talking to them all the time, they want to help you out with everything. But, you know, if you keep trying to do something, my biggest advice I give to anybody is stop trying to do it and just do it. Listen,
uh-huh.
when you're in a situation and you go, I'm serious, should I get the tuna or should I get the brownies? Of course, it's a simple question, but, you know, that's the whole thing. They want to do anything. So just ask anything. It's like with a situation you call it, and say, can I ask anything? Of course. Ask any kind of question you want to. And that's the same thing with the angels. It's the same thing with meditation. I always tell people, do some breathing exercises in the morning and breathe for 10 or 15 minutes. And the process of doing that, it's almost like clearing the mind, stealing the mind. And at the same time, if you have questions or curiosities or certain things you want to know, that is a perfect time to ask because you're wide open. So do that.
Okay.
Amy.
Yes.
What do you pick up with her? I mean, is there some kind of block or something? Because it seems like she's trying too hard.
Let me see.
Everybody in the queue, if
I guess
you stick around.
Emotional. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I was just going to tell everybody stick around because the time's winding down, but as long as you're in the queue, I'll get to you.
I get there's some emotional sadness around her heart and a bit of depression, actually. That's what they're saying is blocking her. It's also about waiting to get some kind of a sign or signal instead of trying to interact. So I would try and interact with them more, but the biggest thing is, like, you need some healing for your heart.
You should do some color therapy, too. You should bring more green energy into your green chakra. This will help with the healing. Also work with Archangel Michael. And, you know, like I said before, on these things, people like to make things too complicated. When it's just simply going, Archangel Michael, can you help me? In the situation I'm in right now, people say that you can help me cut cords, and I would really love to cut the cords and get rid of the baggage and get rid of the past and let everything go right now. And if there's something there that I can't see, I sure can feel it. So could you help me cut that, too, as well? And you should definitely feel a difference in your energy, if not more energy. And then Archangel Raphael is another one where you can actually have him come in. There's a couple of techniques that you can do. There's one that's called the vacuum cleaner technique where you ask Archangel Raphael to come in and cleanse you out by using the image of a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
As using the hose and looking around your heart and that kind of stuff and just seeing the vacuum cleaner, Raphael's spiritual vacuum cleaner, sucking all that out of there. Because realistically, the situations that I pick up are just, they're past. They're gone. So the reason they're still there is because you allow them to stay. So it's just looking for different techniques to help you get that out of there and release that, okay?
Mhm.
I just have one suggestion. When I just say prayer, you know, in the morning, I just say I'm grateful for being alive and all these people in my life. And then I said, please lead me to the way I should go. Please take me to the path I should go. I was brought up in my family that we never will promise you anything because we don't want you to be disappointed. Every day is a journey, and just go on that journey because when you expect something to happen, it may not happen. But when you don't expect things to happen and when it does, it's just a nice surprise and a journey, and enjoy that moment because you won't get that moment again. So if you think of life that way, you'll be a happier person.
Yeah, because you're always looking for the positive in every situation that happens. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Any question you want to ask him?
Recently my dog just passed away, and I've been really sad about it. I just want to know if he's in a better place now.
He is, but he's gonna come. But you also have to keep your mind open and keep your eyes open, okay? Because I feel like that dog's gonna reincarnate and come to another litter.
Wait, the dog's gonna reincarnate to another a dog form?
Yeah, see, one thing about reincarnation, you reincarnate in the same form. You don't sit there and, like, you know, no one's ever been a dog. That's a dog spirit. You're a human spirit. You were created that way. So, I mean, did you ever read in the Bible that says you were created a dog and you evolved into a human? No.
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, you know, there are some cultures out there. I'm kind of wondering about where they come up with this stuff. But they are who they are. They kind of, you know, they got their own little sources and that kind of thing. I'm just saying from my personal experience and when I talk to the angels and spirits and God, and the things I've picked up the most is you reincarnate from lifetime to lifetime. You might go back and forth, in some sense of the word, of male and female, because really, really realistically in spirit, they're like one and the same. So, you know, it's a different thing. It's like choosing, okay, this time I want to have an experience as a man just to see what it's all about or whatever it is. But what I'm saying with you is, there's a book out there, and I can't remember which one it is, but I think it's, I'm trying to think. There's a guy named John Randolph Price. He has a lot of books, and he talks about, one thing about dogs and animals is they live so fast. They also reincarnate the same way. And he's actually gone. He had a pet that the dog's actually reincarnated four times. I think it was three or four times. And he comes back, and then he just opens up to the signs that comes to him that directs him where to go at, and he just goes right to these places that people are having litters and that kind of stuff. And always find a certain dog looks exactly the same way when it comes in here. It just has progressed in a certain way where they have a stronger connection. I mean, just keep, you know, that's like a stronger connection, a stronger awareness and that kind of stuff. But it's almost like a spiritual thing happening right in front of a person's eyes, but through a dog to help them understand about reincarnating and that kind of stuff as well. So that's why I like the dogs and come back. And I keep getting about 6 months to start looking for your angels. I think she's really wanting to connect with her angels because of a lot of these new experiences that can happen. She feels like she's missing things. She wants to make sure that she doesn't miss anything. So they're trying to help her understand and open up the communication with her. So therefore, she can see this miracle happen, if not once or twice. So, but your dog is like happy, and it's one of those things. The thing that comes to me is she's running in green pastures. Something about the whole thing of always wanting to be outside.
Yeah, it was a boy dog. He always liked to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time when they do reincarnate, they do come back to their previous owners.
Well, I can tell you about the ones I know, and I would say yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure about everyone who gets that experience, but a lot of people get experiences in their lives to help them understand. Like, okay, I don't understand the thing about reincarnation. And then they're put into a situation where they have a dog that does it 3 or 4 times. So it's just helping them understand. So another spiritual lesson for them. Because a lot of people think that just spiritual lessons happen with relationships. They do, but their relationships can be many relationships. Dogs, animals, your boss, that kind of stuff, and they're just realizations of pointing in the right direction, but also you're learning things about yourself too as well. So by paying attention and seeing this stuff, you also understand that you're in, it's helping you also come aware of your intuition as well.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But I
Thank
feel like
you.
Your dog is very happy. Does anybody else want to add anything to that?
Yes. I wanted to ask, like, my mom passed away a long time ago. I just want to know if she's around me.
Well, the answer I get is yes. I keep getting, when I see a picture of your mother, I see her on your shoulders.
Where what? She's standing. I don't know. That sounds scary.
No. It shouldn't be scared. It would feel like a warm blanket.
A warm blanket. On my shoulder?
On your shoulders. She's behind you. That just means to me, that's a representation she's very supportive.
Oh.
But she says you're also very stubborn.
I don't know, I guess.
That's a yes.
I mean, is there any sign that to show that she's around me? Because I ask for them, and I never get a chance to actually see any signs.
Okay, sweetie, I'll save time. So listen to what I got to say real quick, okay? Well, not really
okay.
Quickly. You can listen as slow as you want. But I'm just saying, I said when she's around and she has her arms on your shoulders,
uh-huh.
It feels like a warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sign. So to put the two together, say, Mom, are you with me right now? And if you that's what you should feel, that warmth, like a warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, would you have anything to give her about?
I'm not a medium. I usually don't go
don't do
for well. the past readings.
Okay, no problem. How about you?
Yeah, Sarah? I don't want to say something. And the only thing I'm getting is flowers. I keep thinking of flowers.
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 Yes, like a sunflower for some reason.
Sunflower? I have a sunflower in my room right now. It's a painting.
Oh, weird.
Who gave it to you?
My sister.
Does your what? Does your sister look like your mother?
No.
Do you?
No, my mom, she passed away a long time ago, and this is just my half-sister.
That doesn't make any difference. Sometimes people can look like what they can do and that kind of thing. So you never know. There's definitely.
I don't know why the sunflower came up, but that's what I got.
I
what's that
there.
Painting, you know? I mean, you know, if it's a little bit, I don't know, I would expect anything. If it's a little bit off-centered, maybe, if it looks like it's been moved.
No, it does not look like it has been moved. It has
no, I'm just saying to watch it.
Pay attention to it. Pay attention.
Oh.
Pay attention to that, yes, because it signs up usually a lot of times. They're giving messages before things happen to give you an idea. Because, see, you just asked the question that you want to know when she's around.
Right.
So, you know, the things are coming up. Like, I felt a warm blanket, a sunflower. These are things that you need to pay attention to are going to be coming up. Because you're asking for things that are, you know, signs. Well, signs at this minute, if you're not getting anything that's happening right this minute, then there's going to be coming up.
Okay?
Okay. So, are you good?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Erica. Okay, I can't remember her name. Area code 406. What'd you say it was, Amy?
It's
Earthbound Angel.
Is it Earthbound Angel? And you
yep,
said
I'm
okay.
Here.
What's your name?
Brianna.
Brianna. I like
yeah.
that name, Brianna. So where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Montana.
Montana. You have mountains in Montana, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should say that real quick. Mountains of Montana. Mountain. Yeah. It's not easy, I'm telling you.
You couldn't even say it twice, yeah.
I couldn't get through it twice, man. But hey, three times, forget that. Okay. It's amazing how these numbers just, I guess people are getting knocked off and coming back, jumping back and forth. So let's just do another one. Earthbound Angel, are you a psychic or an impressionist? Yeah, she's rich little. She does impressions. Brianna?
Yeah. No, what I can do is, like, the only type of gift I can do is I see spirits. I can feel them. And I can actually kind of, within an hour, I can tell you when something's going to happen. But it has to be in that hour.
It has to be in that hour. What is this a Nicolas Cage movie?
So you have visions of things?
Yeah. I know, I've seen this before. A lot of people can do that. Like that movie, Nicolas Cage, right? He can always see things like, I think, 4 minutes into the future. So he knew what's going to happen. So he could prepare himself. But that was just basically for himself. And then he started working on it where he could actually project. He could actually project further and further as he worked with it. So I think you should do that. Work with it. And I'm just saying, bring some impressions here. I'm going to try this again with 206. 206, are you on? 206, hello? 206? You just won the lottery. Okay, not listening. Boy, I'd be listening, wouldn't you? Area code 206, are you there? Going once, going twice, gone forever. Okay.
Where'd you go? Did you have a nice time?
Did I have a nice time? Did you?
Oh, my daughter just came home.
Oh.
I love the phone.
They're going, I had a great time. How about you?
This is as long as I've been on the phone call.
Yeah.
Most people
okay.
can't handle me for too long.
No, you're fine. We can all handle everything. We do this all the time. Okay, area code 613.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with the rest of us. Just
thank you.
Say hello to Amy and Susan and
hello.
And Brianna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So what's up?
I have a relationship question, if that's possible.
No, we don't do that here. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just wondering where you see things going for a man named Brad and I, romantically.
Brad? First of all, sweetie, what's your name?
Donna.
Donna?
Yeah.
That's my daughter's name. Donna. Is your middle name Marie?
Marie, did you say?
Yes.
Close.
Okay.
It's Aurea.
It's what?
Aurea.
Aurea. Maria? Oh.
Yeah.
That's a... unique name. I think
yeah.
the more unique name is, the more the unique the person is. Boy, say that. I really do. No. So there's something about the whole thing. I mean, that's what I did with my children. I didn't name them after anybody. I just went, I guess you would say it was an intuitional thing. What popped in my head, and this might sound crazy, but when they were conceived, that was the name I gave them. How do
that's
I know that?
That's crazy. That's what my daughter has.
Somebody's got my music on.
Sorry, it was me.
God, I was like, Excuse me, guys.
Sorry.
I got the shorts. Thank you. No, it's okay. It's just.
It's been a strange night.
Yeah.
You know, this is some real. I mean, it's like we have our own ghost hunter show. We have little voices popping in from time to time. People getting the hell scared out with music from Journey, you know.
Oh, I love Journey.
I do too. So that was actually the show. I was kind of funny too because I call myself Psychic Journeyman. It wasn't until after I started the show about 2 or 3 months I realized that I had Journey as my theme music coming on. And so I was like, kind of everything's kind of fitting in, falling away. So
it's your intuition. You didn't realize it, but it was telling you to do it.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Donna.
Yeah.
Relationship with this guy. What's his name again? One more time. Sorry.
Brad.
Brad. I also want to tell everybody on the line, if you're in the queue, we will get. I mean, everybody doesn't have to stick around, but I would definitely answer each one of you guys' questions before I go anywhere. And we should at least have a nice hour after we go off the air, because I'm using. That's one thing good about Skype. Mm-hmm. You were just using calling through Block Talk Radio. They usually cut you off about 15 minutes, but I've been good for about an hour, so we're good to go. So if you want to stick around and be patient as we answer the questions, I will definitely get to you. So hang in there, and thank you for your patience, and thank you guys for thank you for all you being here. Why can I not talk? Gosh.
I think it's been exciting because I wanted to do LA Talk Radio myself, and this is as close as I'll ever get to it.
Well, not really. You should keep your mind open, you know.
I found something else. I found my passion, which is music.
Gotcha. So does anybody have any insights on Donna and this boy, this guy? He comes to me as a boy. Like, there's a sense of immaturity about him. Which I feel... Go ahead.
Huh? What did you say?
Go ahead.
Well, what I get is he's very self-focused. So he's pretty much someone who's very driven and ambitious, but the way he's driven and ambitious is for his own agenda. When I ask about relationship, he's saying, no, I'm afraid, I've been hurt before. So he's not really looking for a relationship. I don't see one developing. I get more of a carefree attitude, like living in the moment, living in the now, not looking, you know, 4 steps down the road and not looking for a relationship because he's very wounded. He has some healing to do. So I don't see that really going anywhere, to be honest with you.
Well, men are different with women. Mars and Venus, I know now that men are straightforward. If they're telling you all this, go for it. He doesn't want a relationship. He's telling you that. So listen what he's saying. If you listen to what guys are saying, you'll really get it. In fact, when someone said to me he wanted friends and benefits, he meant it.
Okay.
Does he have any sort of feeling for me, or I don't know?
See, a lot of times in situations, I will answer that one. When you put in there, and you okay, in the process of getting a reading, and you get some information about a person and the non-existence of a relationship not going anywhere, the idea of asking about his feelings is taking away from you. And I feel like the reflection here is he's really focusing on himself, which reflects back to you that you don't really focus as much as you should on yourself. And that's what it keeps pointing back to. And just asking that question just makes me really feel that's really what's going on, because you're more concerned about his feelings than you are your own. Okay? So look at that. Take a step back in a sense of looking at that situation, and then take 5 feet forward with your life and start thinking about what you want to do, how things are going to go. Because like I said before at the beginning of the show, in the process of focusing on service, what you're meant to do with your life, everything else is an extension of that. And if it's not a part of that, then it's not supposed to be. And you need to look at that very clearly. And those are people are always looking for signs. And it's kind of crazy because if you really sit and look at the situation of signs, they're everywhere. We just need to learn how to interpret them in the process of guiding us instead of, oh, I made my mind up. So then we take the sign and we pound it into that thing we already found. You know, it's like, this is what the sign means, because I already made my decision. I'm not changing my mind. So the sign means this. When actually it's the ideal of realizing that the sign could be pointing you in a different direction and saying, no, you're wrong, because we see it very clearly. You know, sure, you have the choice to do that. I'm just saying, sometimes some things are so freaking clear, it'll drive you crazy when you look back on it and go, wow, how come I didn't see that? Well, now you do.
That makes sense, because you keep seeing the sign, and you go, well, but you don't believe it. You know what I mean? You see
mm-hmm.
it, but you don't realize it. Yeah, you don't believe in your intuition. And once you start believing it, then everything opens up to you, and then your eyes are wide open.
And
you're awakened.
And then
yeah?
we come up with a term called, what's it called? Second guessing ourselves.
Yes.
That's what second guessing yourself means. It means you don't listen to guidance. You second guess yourself, and then you say, nope, that's not it.
Yes, and every time I happened, I got into trouble. Every situation, the last one, like, what do you want from me? Nothing. Well, that's, yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's like a sign itself. Nothing. Well, that's nothing.
Are you able to, like, describe what he looks like so I know that you're actually thinking of him?
And that's another thing. I'm not going to beat up on you. Don't do that. I'm just pointing it out that you're trying really hard to make sure, because you, right at this moment, you have no intention of giving up just yet. Which is another sign that you should be asking yourself, why are you grasping onto it even tighter?
Yeah.
The truth is the truth. And
how do I know that you're focusing on him?
Because we're psychics and we don't mess up. Okay. All I'm saying is, with the situation, can I sit here and tell you that if I'm 98% accurate, that 2% can be that whole thing? Yes, it can be. I could be wrong, but for some, I'm just saying, listen to yourself. Every time I say something, you're going to sit there and ask me, "Okay, you sure? Are you sure?" Now, if you look at the reflection,
no, I'm just asking for like.
No, listen. When you look at the reflection going back, bouncing off of me to you. What do you see? You see a person who's doubting the situation of what I'm saying because it's becoming very clear to her and she's not willing to give up just yet.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I mean, I just want to know that you're focusing on him. Like, is there...
If it's coming through you, sweetie, I'm focusing on him. And he's the only person in your life unless you're dating 6 guys.
You know, I understand where you're coming from because when my last relationship I was in, there were signs all around me. Everyone couldn't stand him, but... Yet, when you're in the middle of something, you can't in the forest, you can't see beneath the trees, and
yeah.
you're in the forest, honey. So that's
yeah.
that's
well,
happening.
I am.
I like that one.
I am speaking to a few different people, but I just want to. So,
but they're not. So but you see, you're talking to a few people, but they're not important as he is. Okay, and you gave us his name. That zones in right in and there. What do you think, Amy?
Well, if I had to describe him, I'd say he's a little bit overweight. I get like an emphasis on like his chin for some reason, like maybe a little bit of a chin, and I also get an emphasis on his stomach. I get he has style as far as dress, but he thinks very highly of himself. I don't see him putting any effort towards you right now. He's playing it more, he's saying diplomatic or friendly. And the way he comes to me, he has like either graying or white hair. So I don't know if that's right or not, but that's the way I see it. What do you think?
Possibly.
No. She's not giving up just yet, is she?
Possibly. Well,
I've been there. I was there for a year and a half. Don't do it.
I was stuck there. I was there for 3 years. So yeah, we can. I mean, I think you also understand one thing too. I've seen this before, and it still happens to this day. Every time I do readings for people, I cross paths with people I've either gone through it or going through it, or it's definitely a learning lesson for me of something that I need to look at before it comes through. So, you know, those are happening for a reason. So you should also look why we're crossing paths here. And you've got 3 people that are kind of like coming in here and saying, oh, well, this is what it looks like and that kind of stuff. But it's also my angels are like listening to your angels saying, we don't know if she's going to get it. We're hoping that she understands it because there's so much coming for you that would make your life so happy. But in some ways, you're kind of...
The man coming in?
Yes. Surprising, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what else? Uh-oh, wait, what's that sound?
That's not the guy. That's somebody. That someone's got something in the back. Someone's talking.
Oh, okay.
To
got nervous about that. You know what happened to with me? It wasn't until my relationship was over with, and then people said, "Now you finally see the light that he was no good," and then they don't want to hear his name ever mentioned again. So maybe it's we can tell you whatever, but you have to know in your heart that eventually he'll reveal himself, and this, maybe you'll have to say that to him: "Reveal yourself to me," and
Brandon?
He will. But I think he's trying to tell you already, if you listen to what he's saying, he doesn't want a relationship, but you do want him for some reason.
Well, she wants a relationship. I can see, I can feel that.
Yeah.
Brianna. Brianna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, you can predict these things an hour in advance. I mean, what do you see? I'm just curious. Is there anything that comes to you on this situation with her?
Not really.
That's okay. If nothing comes to you, that's fine. I was just curious.
Who do you see coming for me then, man? Why?
Well, see, the point of the situation is there's a lot of things that have to be cut. Yeah, they have to be cut loose and let go of. I would sit there and, like I was telling the last lady, about doing some color therapy, about bringing more green into your heart chakra, healing yourself. Not just from this situation, but it seems like there's also at least two other past relationships that it seemed like you're still carrying baggage for. So, telling me they could be 2 months, it could be 6 months, but it depends upon you of when you're willing to start doing the work on yourself. That's the most important thing I see right now, of you working on you and realizing who you are, because you're kind of taking a stab at it in the dark of who you want to be with. I just feel like if you really worked with yourself and worked on who you are, with that self-acceptance, it would be so easy to actually pay attention and see when that person comes into your life. Because right now you're asking a lot of questions, and I don't care what kind of part of the path I'm on, it just seemed like when someone does come in my life, I knew for a fact it's going to go somewhere. And somewhere in there, I knew, you know, some kind of realization of who I am, so I could actually spot the person I was going to be with, because I knew when I met that person, it was going to go somewhere.
I have a question. What are you getting out of this relationship? Are you getting anything out of it? What is he doing that makes you feel happy?
Good question.
Yeah. Nothing yet. Okay.
Oh, there's your answer.
Yeah.
Well, who was that? Who asked that question?
He has a lot to deal with right now, and there's a lot of stress.
No, forget about what he has to do with. Forget that. I don't care about what he has to do with.
Yeah.
You, yourself, what? I'm sorry, I'm being forceful. I wish someone would have said this to me a year when I was in that. What are you getting out of the situation? Forget about what he's getting out of it. What are you? What is he doing for you that makes you happy? Why do you want to be around him?
Nothing.
Yeah.
If you can't answer it, then goodbye.
Yeah.
Go to the next one.
Yeah, it's because it's really, that's the truth. You know, the ideal of finding out what works for you, it makes it easier for you to give. If you're just giving, that's why you feel so, I just get the entire, you feel tired, exhausted, like a lot of energy pulling on you and that kind of thing. And I just feel like because you're just giving so much. You give a lot to everybody anyway. Just look at the situation. Always remember one thing. When you give service to the world, remember you live here too. So give service to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. Give service to the world. You live here, you're in the world, so therefore you deserve as much as you give.
Yeah, nobody wants.
I just want to know if I accurately described him. I took my best shot at that, and you didn't really say anything.
I think it was too close to home. But
he said a little bit overweight.
Chin, stomach, style.
Yeah.
Graying or whitish hair.
He's got his belly button. He's got an innie.
Not really style, no.
Overweight,
yeah.
He thinks he has style. Doesn't mean he...
It's kind of like a gaudy type of style. Like I said before, he's quite full of himself. Like he thinks it looks good. I see this hat that just looks ridiculous.
Hat?
Yeah, like a hat. You know like how you see men wearing hats and they think it's really stylish, but they really look like a jackass in it?
Yeah.
What kind of hat?
Like take it off.
Any hat.
Oh, okay.
I just see a gaudy hat. I don't know what kind of hat it
know.
Is.
What do you call
I think you really want. She doesn't believe that you can see. She really doesn't believe you. Right?
Does he wear a gaudy hat?
Or wear a what hat?
Does he,
does he wear a gaudy hat?
No. Not gaudy, no.
Does he wear any hat?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay,
well,
I didn't see it as coming across as gaudy. Like, it looks, it looks like a little bit too much, you know, like how some women accessorize, like, to the nth degree. It almost looks like that. Like, it's just too much.
Too much.
No. Just a baseball hat.
He looks like the Cat in the Hat.
Just a baseball
hat. Does he wear
hat.
It to the side or wear
no.
it the different way? No?
No.
I don't know why. It just looks like too much, like overdone. I just see the hat. I don't know. Does he normally wear a hat, though, like consistently, like he would be seen in a hat?
Oh, God,
yeah.
You're talking about, no, you're picking up something else. You're picking up, you're picking up my last relationship.
No.
Did you have a guy with a gaudy hat?
He wore a hat all the time, and he wore glasses, and he wore outrageous clothes.
No, I was focusing on her guy a bit.
No, Amy, I understand it, but, you know, the situation.
What color is his hair?
Blonde.
No, hair? I'm asking the caller.
Light brown.
Light brown.
Okay. But, you know, I really wouldn't judge a reading based on if I can describe them or not. You know, I run across that a lot. Like, just because I can't describe someone to the T doesn't mean that what we're seeing is not true.
And like I said before, too, I feel like it's one of those things that in your mind, you're looking for all kinds of reasons not to believe what we're saying.
No, I'm so just wondering, how do you know? Like, how do I know as a person that's...
Because I pick up the energy. I pick up energy all the time. I pick up people's energy, your energy, his energy. Your energy comes to...
Well, this is the thing. Like, I've told you before I even looked at his physical description, like, this guy is not doing anything towards you. Like, he's not putting any effort towards you. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not really putting any effort towards the relationship or the possibility of a relationship. He's looking very self-focused. Does he give you an idea or make you feel like you matter or that you're a part of his life? Or
no.
Is it all about him?
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
It's all about him.
So that's accurate. So maybe we can't, you know, perfectly describe him, but I started out telling you that he was very self-focused, that he was not interested in a relationship, that he had been hurt before. Do you know if he's been hurt before? Do you know if he had, like, a bitter divorce? This guy looks very afraid of a relationship.
I think he's been separated for 4 years, but he's not divorced yet.
Oh.
But
that's sign number two.
Oh, no, keep away from this person. Yay.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? He's not available.
He's not emotionally
available.
He's still attached to somebody else.
Well,
he's not doing anything for you.
Does he have children?
Number three, he doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
Right. Does he have any children?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the signs are all there.
Yes, it is. I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, the one thing I'm going to say real quickly is you should do what I'm doing, which is focusing on you, not him. And you should focus on yourself.
No, he's been separated for 4 years. It's not like he's not available.
Okay, I understand that.
How often do you see him?
All the time.
Not very often, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
No. I'm getting uptight already. My advice to you is
the distance away from me.
There's no
all
more.
I want to do. All
there's
I
no more signs
real.
There. It's all there for you to look at. Write them all down. What we're saying, and you'll see in black and white all what we're saying. You're just hearing the words. Write it down and look at them.
Let me say one thing too. I think that she's already seen those things, and now she's trying to justify it by the things that we're picking up and that kind of thing. This is what we call going right into defense mode. She's not listening to it per se, but she's sitting there going, okay, I'm trying to justify this just a little bit because I'm not ready to give up yet because I think that there's something here. There's a connection between the two of us. He just hasn't seen it yet. Okay? What I'm saying to you is the thing I keep getting from my angels and guides that you need to look within and work on you. And then you could write a list all you want to, but you're not going to take time because that's what they keep focusing. Here's a guy who thinks about himself all the time. And then you are a person who doesn't think of yourself at all. You have to focus on you before you can have anything really concrete as a relationship. And that's what it keeps, I keep seeing all these arrows pointing right back at you, saying you need to work on this. Looking at your angels, pointing and going, it all starts with you.
Okay.
So, and just ask yourself, why am I getting so defensive? Here's what it is. I know what it is. I was looking for confirmation. I got confirmation, and now I'm going to argue about it. So those things you need to ask yourself, okay? Why? Because I've seen this before. Repeat, you'll say something to somebody, all of a sudden they clench onto it even tighter, which means at that point you just really threatened them on something they thought so surely that this is what it was supposed to be, that you have no intention of giving up on it. But if you let go of it and look inside yourself, you'll see why you need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense for me. I was at that place.
Mm-hmm. I think part of the problem is she's thinking like all or nothing. And it's either like a relationship with this guy Brad or she has no other options. And that's not true.
You're going to get everything you want except for it. Well, probably won't be with the person you thought it was going to be with, but you will get it.
Yeah. And once you let go completely from this relationship and you find your passion, you find something that you like to do, you'll
mm-hmm.
find someone that likes to do the same thing that you like to do, and then you'll have a relationship.
Stop looking and stop chasing and realize the law of attraction. Focus on the last part of that, traction. It comes to you. If somebody's not coming crossing, because I always say to people, well, you got to go out there. Yes, you do. Be in the right place where it crosses your path, huh? Not where you walk in front of it and stop it. Hey, you're supposed to be with me, man. Now get your butt over here. No, they like that. It's the idea of attraction. It spontaneously works. I guarantee it really does work. Just let it happen, and things will fall into place, and you will be with the person you're supposed to be with. But there's a lot of in-betweens here of thinking and focusing and getting yourself in balance. And I put it back on course because there's a person that you were meant to be with. It's just you got to get back in alignment with that. This person was a person who wants attention. And you're a person who likes to give,
mm-hmm.
not just per se attention, but you just love to give. And sometimes in situations, you can be an easy target. It's just the idea, once you really get to know who you are, you'll be able to put yourself in a position where you're comfortable with who you give to. Because sometimes if you're not comfortable, there's a reason why, because the person who's taking it is just that, just taking it, has no intention of getting anything back. So it's just like the idea of, just take the time to work on yourself. That's why I keep getting all the whole thing. I keep looking and going, work on yourself. Say, everything is exactly how it is right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying rule, the order. Okay? Everything is pointing it out to you. Even you being here right this moment is pointing it out right to you. All the answers you need, you just need to come to the conclusion and accept it and then follow through with it.
Okay.
Because I got two cards here. It says, gift from God. That's you. But give it to somebody who actually appreciates it. And this guy does not appreciate anything right now except for himself.
Okay.
Number three, spread your wings. Get the heck out of there. Let's see. Number four, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. That's you. This guy, realistically, when you look at the situation, he's not really respecting you because you are putting yourself in a situation of not respecting yourself. Respect yourself and realize that, like you said, he's not doing anything for you. He's not giving you anything. You're sitting and looking at the situation. In some sense of the word, you're looking at the guy as being perfect. Look past the illusion and see him for who he really is, okay? And maybe you can, but he's just not that person right now either. I will say that. If you're looking past the illusion, I can see who he can be. Then why don't you just let it go, and maybe it's something that's supposed to happen down the road when he is that person. But right now, I just feel like you are so destined for a lot of things, and this is one thing that's kind of like a big wall blocking everything out that's coming into you, where you just feel like your finances, your career, just a lot of things are going to change for you in the positive. It's just this one aspect of letting it go just to see it. It's almost like you're scared to death that you might have a great life. So just let it go and say, you know, great life wouldn't be too bad. That's
mm-hmm.
what I always tell people all the time. Perfect life, boring. Being a perfect life to me is actually having things the way I want them to, experiencing the things I want to, being where I want to be at, going out to be able to do whatever I want. That's the perfect life for me. not just, you know, like you see some of these people walk around in the robes. Oh, it's a, no, that's not what I see as a perfect life. And a perfect life for me is, since we live on this plane, I understand what that's all about. But I like to just keep going forward and everything happening. And when I manifest things, they happen pretty quick. And they just keep going in that flow. Positive, positive, positive. I think in some sense the word, there's going to be negative. That's because we live on this plane and it's mm-hmm. here. So, you know, eventually in the situation of being the light, you do attract negative things, because I don't care what anybody says and how negative people are or negative situations, that kind of stuff. They're all looking for divine love. And the more positive you are, the more you attract that.
Interesting. Can you explain what you just said? What did you just say? Manifestation or manifest?
Oh. I'm sorry, ma'am, but you have to go back to the archives. That'll be $5, please.
Oh.
But...
What?
I'm joking.
Oh. I'm not very good at jokes. That's part of my family.
You need to work on that sense of humor, because it's like one of those things. I do everything with that, because people go, are you serious? I'm like, never. So, you know, the ideal, the situation is, I believe that we can accomplish anything in this life and be playful at the same time. Okay? Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
No more sounds?
Brianna,
no.
Brianna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, I'm just saying, she's here. You guys are more welcome just to stay right there. And I'm just going to bring you on. We have, I'm thinking.
Well, my heart went out to that last caller. Is she gone?
No, she's still with
here.
So you
I was at your place, so I understand you. I was there a year and a half, so I understand where you were at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before this person came in your life, did you have another person that you had a bad relationship with? So this guy seems better than the last one.
No. This person that I'm asking about is a old high school friend, and we reconnected on the internet, and we've been talking back and forth. And
don't even get me started with the internet.
And we were supposed to get together, but see each other, and he just kind of just before it happened, just kind of backed right off. Like, I think he's just having a lot of issues with his marriage ending, and even though it's been 4 years.
Oh my goodness.
So you never even got out with him?
No, but we'll talk back and forth, and then it stops, and then it starts up again, and, you know, so it's just been sporadic.
You know what, I hate to say this to you, you're a challenge to him, and sometimes guys like that. Is that true of being a guy, that you like a challenge, you like to have
you're
someone?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. But the thing I pick up the most here, I feel like this. When his marriage is good, he drops out. When things are not going good, he calls you.
Yeah.
No, he's not, he's been separated for 4 years. Like, he has
that
been
doesn't
out.
Mean they haven't.
But he's just telling you. How do you know what he's saying is true?
Unless you can.
Because,
turn on the,
because,
oh,
because
I know
some of his family. Open to them,
Unless you... Okay, no, I'm just saying with the situation. I'm saying that's my impression when I saw that, when you said that.
No, he's living separately. He has his own residence and everything.
Why is there children involved? Is that why the divorce didn't happen yet?
There's children involved.
How many kids? Two?
No. Six.
Six children?
Okay, what's the connection with the two? Are there different mothers?
No.
You sure?
They keep saying,
listen to me, they're emphasizing on two. The two kids, there's like two children, they're very close. I almost get a girl and a boy. They're very close. And I wish you knew more about this whole thing, because I get this. Those are two emphasizes on those two. I don't know why they're emphasizing on those two, but there seems to be a pullback of strain. And those
two
kids. Oh, my
God, they're my kids you're focusing on.
You need to turn your energy down, you know that? But I'm just saying with the situation, you know, there's two and people, you know. But also remember one thing else too, Susan, that when we're doing this kind of format, we're all crossing each other's paths, so there's going to be similarities.
Oh, okay. Because
so,
this happened before, where sometimes someone will say something and they're reading
somebody
else's.
Right, but you don't have six kids, and there's two in there.
Yes,
and
oh,
that's
thank
what
God.
Getting, that's what I'm getting here.
They're all the same. All the same mother.
Okay, I understand the same mother thing, but I'm just saying they're emphasizing on the two. Might be twins, might be paternal twins. They might
no,
be very close to
no,
me.
There's no twins in his children, though.
Well, I want to get deeper in the situation because there could be twins. You just don't understand the deeper meaning of the spiritual part of that for me anyway. Because I've actually picked up on kids that were twins because they have a spirit twin with them that just wasn't hot. Or there was a little fetus that didn't develop, but no one noticed it. So it went out the afterbirth, okay? That's why I always like to get deeper in the situation of certain things with certain people. Because, like I said before, the reason I get kind of like I stick to what I'm picking up because, you know, I've had situations before where I backed down and kind of like, okay, maybe you're right, and then found out later I was right, okay?
Yeah.
So it just helps me to be more strong and determined and say, yes, and that's what I feel, that's what I'm picking up. And there's another caller on the line, too, area code 718. If you have a question, just throw it out here, and you have a lot of people that might take consideration of going, okay, we'll answer
hello?
The question. Yes, how are you? Welcome. And say hello to everybody. We got Amy and Susan and Brianna.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I hang up now? Or?
Well, if you want to stick out and hang out, you're more than welcome to do so. You might have some insights for somebody else, like Suzanne does. You're more than welcome to stick around. If you want to leave, you don't have to stay. But I'm just...
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I hope she's not mad at us, but I'm just telling her the truth. That's what I saw. That's what I felt. I just feel like it's one of those things where the more we keep telling her, the more she's going to justify it.
Well, it's very confusing when it's someone that's on a chat that she had a relationship from her past because I didn't quite get that. I thought she was dating this person, but she never even dated him. So it's like... she wants more out of him than he can give her.
I think what's happening, too, here is they were high school. They were in high school together. And I think she still has an image of him when he was in high school.
Oh.
Because she's not dated him. She's not interacted with him except for on the Internet and talks on the phone. I mean, she doesn't really see who he really is. That's what, when you're picking things up and saying, are you sure about this? Are you sure about that? And I was thinking the same thing, too, because she is so sure. But she's never really interacted with this guy. It kind of freaks me out.
She never even went out with him, I'm going, well, why is he affecting her this way? That maybe he was a past love when they were in high school and maybe something.
She still has a fantasy, yeah. What do you think, Amy?
Maybe it's the boy she never got to date and now she's got her chance and she, you know, wants to go back in
mm-hmm.
time.
Uh-huh.
That could be, yeah. No, I'm just saying, there's some kind of fantasy thing going on there. Because she's got that thing stuck in her mind so vividly, she wants it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. 718. I know you're
yes.
on the line. You have a couple. Yes. You have a couple questions for us. What's your name? I'm sorry.
OJ.
Your name is OJ.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say nothing. Okay.
It's a Nigerian name.
Okay. I'm not gonna say nothing. No, I can't do that. I think we lost Amy. We lost Amy, okay. And if you can hear us, if you have to go, I understand, and or maybe you have problems with your phone or anything, but thank you for being here. As always, it's a pleasure having you here.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure she's not here. No, she's not. Nope. I checked the numbers twice, once. Okay, sweetie. What's your question?
Yes. My question is, I just want to know, well, I broke up with my ex. Last month, February 1st, actually. And since I was busy, you know, being nosy, I kept asking him if he had someone interested. And he kept telling me no, but I felt like there was someone else that he, you know, that he really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, me being nosy, I found that, you know, he had, you know, ordered flowers and a big teddy bear for her for her birthday, which is coming up soon. And...
Mm-hmm.
It said that the more he writes to her, that he's falling in love with her, and that kind of like that pissed me off. And I was like, you know, hoping to like, you know, work things out with him and get back together, and
mm-hmm.
you know, probably with him, you know, be by my side with the things I'm going through. But
I just, like, as soon as I read that, I was like, forget it. Like, you know, like, mm-mm. But I want to know, really, if he's, like, in love with her, or if he actually, or if he just confused and don't want, no, you know, doesn't want to be alone, because from what mm-hmm. he told me, that he doesn't want to be, he doesn't like staying alone, be by himself.
Okay. Let me ask one question real quick. Brianna, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Did you have a question you wanted to ask? I didn't ask you that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I don't.
You just like listening in and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I never asked if she had a question. So I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
And also, area code 805, are you there?
Hey, Donnie, it's Sabrina, or Sabrizi from the chat, or whatever.
Sabrina?
Yeah.
Is your name Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm Sabrizi from the chat, too.
I love that name, Sabrina, so yeah, go ahead.
I was just listening.
Oh, so you don't have a question? You're just listening in?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I know we're, you know, Skype has I'm not Skype, but Block Talk Radio has a tendency to go, boom, cut the cord. So I just want to make sure, so we get everybody on here and talking and stuff. And then, yeah, we'll do that. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get back to, I'm having trouble telling the names tonight for some reason.
OJ?
Yeah. And, okay, if someone smacked me, that's just the most simplest name. How could I forget that, right? but, what's your situation? The one thing I pick up the most is, you're asking questions about a person's well-being, and it keeps coming back to me. Yes. That's one thing I keep picking up. You're focusing too much on him and not on yourself. I also feel like he's not emotionally available to anybody because he has his format of Sam Scared. And that's a forefront. I think it's takes on many characteristics because of the situation. Okay? It's like question you should be asking yourself is, should I put so much energy into something? And why am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the biggest thing I pick the most is he's just not emotionally available, and you are looking for something. But at the same time, I think you should ask yourself, and this is just what I'm picking up, you can say I'm wrong or not, is that the idea, you have a tendency to do that a lot, of, you know, the situation of, I feel like these situations are talking to you. How emotionally available are you to yourself? Are you really feeling yourself? You know, am I loving who I am? Because I feel like this person here could be so much. That's the question you should be asking yourself.
Okay.
I mean, people look at me and go, well, how come you can't tell the future? I guarantee you, sweetie, if you start looking at yourself, the future will be brighter than you think.
True.
And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that, but you're thinking it's something that has to be on the outside, because if you look at the people that you're attracting, that's exactly who you're attracting. They're looking for changes on the outside. When it starts, you can't change anything on the outside until you're willing to take a look inside.
Right, true. Yeah, I was hoping to change him since, you know, he's not a believer of God, and, you know, he wanted to be number one in my life, and I was like, no, God is number one in my life. But also for the fact that, you know, I accused him of cheating and everything, so I don't know if he was doing that or whatever, but the girl that he's in love with has a boyfriend herself. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, with the situation and hand and that kind of stuff, and, you know, what's up? But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Every time you see someone that crosses your path, you should always ask yourself why. Because especially if it's not if things are not going the way you think they should be going, you should be asking yourself, well, why is it? What are you thinking? You know, and then you look at yourself. How do you feel about yourself? What's going on there? And then take it from one step further and really touch that essence of who you are. Like I said before, when I said to tell people do the meditation of just sitting there, focusing, point your head down, close your eyes, and focus on that space behind your heart, see that little pilot light there? That's your God essence. And then say to yourself, I love, I love. As you're focusing on the God essence, which is in truth is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your connection to God. So God is you. You are God. And I mean, I tell people this all the time. Look at the ideal parents and children.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the concept came from? God and his children. So you think God looks at you as any less than he is? He probably wants you to be more like our parents want us to be more. And that's
mm-hmm.
the whole point. But the idea of going after and saving the world, you're not here to save the world. You're here to be you, and by that reflection, people will learn.
Okay.
Because you are very passionate. You're very spiritual. You should focus on spirituality. If you read the Bible, Jesus was not too keen about religion, but he was really focusing on the truth. Okay? And I tell people, go to the Bible. I think the Bible is a very learning, very, very deep text because you can look at that whole text. Just on the concept of Jesus, you can learn so much about manifestation because if you look at it, God, Jesus says, don't focus on my birth or my death. Focus on the outcome. That sounds like to me what? Manifestation.
Cool.
And then the first part it says, ask and you shall receive. So therefore you ask, which is manifestation in the beginning. God and the universe and the angels, and that's the middle part. And then you're on the end. Because if you look at Jesus' life, realistically, it's a manifestation, isn't it? Because you get through the old, which people can look at as sin, but it's also lack and limitation. And that's what we're trying to do when we change our lives and manifestations, too, as well. And the outcome is usually a positive that we want, which changes our lives forever, and we're reborn. So you see the situation of the Bible and how things are. Look at it through a spiritual concept, and you'll learn so much. If you want to look at it materialistically, that's what it's about. It's about spirituality, not materiality.
True.
So when you focus on that, and look at the possessions and things like that, you know, what you're looking for when it comes to relationships is to be on the same level as that person. And that's what's it's looking at you and saying, well, the reason you're attracting these people, too, on some level, you're still developing yourself. So
yeah.
And once you find who you are, then you recognize who you're supposed to be with.
That's true.
So you take your teaching techniques and that kind of stuff and go out, and that's your service to the world. But you don't want to be a therapist or a teacher with, when you're in a relationship, we all know that you take on many roles. You know, okay. You're a sister, a mother, a counselor, you know, a housekeeper, so on and so on.
Yeah.
But when you're with your significant other, so is he.
Yeah.
And you guys complement each other. Okay? When that's an automatic, spontaneous thing, then you got something good going on. It's not the ideal looking for. It's the ideal of being what you want to be, being who you want to be with, being who what you want to be in. If you want abundance, you got to think abundantly.
Okay.
You're abundantly loving. And that will attract a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, somebody, she asked me a question about a guy, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I just got a book. But but it's, you look at the situation, and you're focusing, and you're doing your thing. Isn't that what you're really wanting to be a part of, is something special? In order to be a part of something special, don't you also have to be special, too?
Yes.
Well, you have to realize that. And then everybody else will, too. It's okay to be special, right? In the sense of you are unique. But if you're with a guy who wants to put you on a pedestal, tell him no thank you. You don't need that, really, because you're looking for a balanced relationship. You cannot have a... I mean, look at the body. We're trying to balance the physical with the spiritual. Just look at the physical.
Mm-hmm.
The physical and the spiritual. Feminine and masculine. When you have those things balanced in your life, don't you feel better? Your body feels better. But that's also what you want your relationship to be as well. See how they all balance the components? It's all kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
and that's what you're looking for. So people talk about the idea of being a God. It's also helping people realize that just because everybody's not a part of God, God is a part of everybody else.
True.
Yeah. So everybody's like, oh shoot, is this the ministering hour? No. But see, the situation is, if you really trace the source back, and I told everybody before, it's basically been proven by science that we couldn't have a universe or anything that's going on unless there was consciousness intersected into it. Okay, so we have a universe. Now, I know I didn't create it. So it
gives
you
quantum physics or something?
Yeah, so when you look at that whole thing, it's telling you right then and there, if you can't believe in God, then you're not looking. You're just not looking at things, because if everything's energy and everything's not solid, but it appears that way, boy, that's some freaking structure going on there. Now, who did that? So every time I look at anything in this freaking world, you, him, the moon, the sun, the universe, it just reaffirms to me that God exists. You go ahead. Oh, okay. But I'll just say, with the situation, that's what it's all about. And that's why I love doing this kind of show and we're talking to the people, and especially in this format. I don't do this on my 9 o'clock show because it's more about just really focusing on the individual and that kind of stuff, but we have so much to offer each other that everybody's sitting here talking and listening and that kind of stuff, it's something we should do more of to make realize that we are all connected. We all have those similarities, like we were talking about Susan, and Amy was picking things up with the last caller, and Susan was saying, well, that's me. That is true. I'm not saying those things are not her, but at that moment we were focusing on the girl who called in. Forgive me, I don't remember her name, but I just wish she understands one thing about what we told her, that every time we would say something, she would try to prove us wrong. She was dead bent on it. You know, what does it look like? Does he have a brown belly button? You know. I'm just saying, when you start doing that kind of work, you need to stop and ask yourself, why am I being so defensive? Why don't I take the time to look at it? Am I scared that it's too much of the truth? Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing for us to do for some reason. Like we were talking about, I had a show this afternoon where we had a lady on there was talking about people, almost 95% of people you run into don't know what they really want. And they really don't know who they are. They have an ideal. And they're curious. And they're like this, this, and this, and this. But if more people would sit there and take that time, because religion has a tendency to do one thing. It talks about selflessness. I don't believe in that. Selflessness takes self out of it. So therefore, what are you giving? Sounds pretty empty. But when you say, I'm a strong, loving, caring person, and I'm giving of myself, then it makes sense. And that works. Because the more you give of yourself, but you have to have that first before you can even get it. Give it. And in the Bible, even it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So self is there. So I think we should all stop talking about selflessness. Because every person I've ever talked to who uses that term gets to a point where they're very mad at the world because they say, I keep giving, but no one's giving nothing back. When you have nothing you're putting out there, you don't get anything back. You reap what you sow. So therefore, there has to be something in that process. Like when you plant a seed, you're putting something in the ground. But if you go down there, you can plow that field as much as you want to. But if you don't put nothing in it, it's just a plowed field. And look at all that work you did for nothing. Or did you? You realize that you got to plant a seed. So you see, you learn something. Mm-hmm. No matter how great, no matter how small, there's always something to be learned in everything there is out there. You just need to open your eyes and see what they are. Even on the smallest molecule, there's something to be learned. Every time you fall down a flight of stairs, can't you find the humor in that? Just look at people. Look at people, okay, who saw you fall down the stairs. Look through their eyes. I guarantee you'll laugh. You see what I'm saying? So when you start looking, when you look at somebody and the first thing you start seeing is all the bad, that's a reflection that you've got to sit there and look at and ask yourself, why do I see the bad? Because you recognize it so much, because you're not willing to look at it within yourself, but you're okay with looking at somebody else. I can handle that. Well, you need to take that one step further. You want to be really strong and really get across to people how powerful God is and show people how powerful you are because he created you. He didn't create a weak individual. He created a strong being of God. So therefore, be that, and everybody else will see it as well. And it will reflect in your life. It'll go resonate clear across this planet and everybody else will be the same. Because if everybody has the same level of prosperity and abundance, then any kind of thing you choose, as in a career, a business, or whatever, wouldn't it also be successful as well? Because everybody else on the planet is.
Mm-hmm.
So, any questions? You guys are all quiet, man. Come on, someone say something.
I'm speechless for a moment because what you're saying is what that guy talked about. And so I'm very confused now because he sounds like what you were saying, but yet she was saying he was a star, whatever it was, you know?
That past relationship,
as he was claiming all these things about God, and what you're saying was all this wonderful knowledge about Wayne Dyer and everything.
But I'm a being of God, a loving being. I'm wanting to spread love around this planet. If someone can say it. See, I was here talking about Jesus, and the reason I bring Jesus up because the one thing I have problems with is preachers who jump across stage like aerobic class. Okay? That's good if that's what's really going on. But a lot of times if you look at the situation, deep from the situation, you'll start noticing that it's to get an effect out of you to bring you to where he wants you to be at. I'm asking you to take a look inside yourself, okay, and ask yourself when the process of being in the influence and the sight of people, what do you feel? Because when I feel people that are loving and caring, there's something there to be felt.
Yeah.
If you have a person who's sitting there telling you the same thing, but you don't feel nothing,
yes,
that's scary because there should be something coming back. There should be a transfer of energy of love going back and forth that someone's saying just what I said, because Jesus, the reason he had such a following and people loved him is because he never had to sit there and yell or scream or nothing, but the truth is the truth, and it has energy of its own, and it will come across, and you will feel nothing but love. But if you're in a situation like you saw before about trances and feel like you're being pulled to something, but you don't know why.
Yes, you can. You feel something. You touch and you don't feel anything with him.
Yeah, but you also the situation, whatever he says, you don't feel nothing with either. But with the trance, it's hypnotic of being pulled to you. Why? You know. So you look at yourself and go, if I'm being pulled to somebody and I really don't know why.
Yes.
I start going, okay, don't want this. But if I'm being pulled to somebody because I can feel the love. It's because I want to love. I also want to do the same. I want to express myself. So there's a difference. I'll give you an example, okay, Susan. It's like this. You got two guys who want to get the attention of a woman. The bad thing about the situation is they both use the same techniques to get there. But one guy wants to have sex with her. And one guy wants to be in a relationship with her. But they use the same techniques: flowers, roses, flowers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is what you feel. One person is being very loving, and the other person just wants to get an effect. He wants to feel something, too, but it's not the same level. And you can definitely feel that with the energy. The more you focus and listen, and I always tell people, too, you can listen to everything I say, okay? Mm-hmm. And I sit there and feel like when I go on these things, my angels and guides are talking through me. God, everybody goes along, ascended masters, anybody. It's just like a flow. When I sit there and go, let me tell you this. About when we had problems with the voice coming in, this is exactly what I said. Dear angels, archangels, and God, thank you for helping my oracle card readings be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank you for protecting my show and everybody who comes to my show, all the callers and everyone. I put 4 guardian angels on each side of my home to protect me and everything, so therefore we can maintain this positive format and nobody can harm us. Thank you. And thank you, and thank you. And then I sit there, and then I went even further because I was having headaches. So I said, dear archangels, angels, and God, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide me in my readings so that they are in the light, specific, and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. And so when I do that and focus and open up, they come through with these messages. It's just the ideal, realizing that one resonates with pure love, and you can feel the energy, and the other one, if a person is just saying it, it doesn't resonate at all.
I see. So in other words, eventually I saw the light. So he wasn't what he appeared to be. It was just words that he wanted me to hypnotic.
Exactly. But if there's a guy that there's no hypnotic thing going on, you just spontaneously want to just go and hug that person. That's love happening. It's a two-way street.
Uh-huh.
The cycle is happening. Boom. Okay, give me a hug, baby. You know. Am I
Okay, that's interesting because this new person I'm with now,
yes,
he would say similar words that the other person would say, so I would back away, you know, because he was saying I'm a life coach and all that. So the other person gave me that. But he showed me a hug, and I could feel him. It's so different. But yet when he said the same words, it was like fear or saying, uh-oh, red signs, be careful, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I tell people when I do relationship counseling is wipe the slate clean. When you meet the next person, tell yourself, this is the very first relationship I've ever been in. This is the first time I'll ever be in love. This is the first time, so I'm going to look at this person and judge them because of who they are and what I see, not from where I came from. Because if you realistically look at it, the seven secrets of life is the first one is yesterday's gone. It's dead and gone. It no longer exists. So therefore, everything it had to do with it should not exist, which is what you're hanging on to. And when you realize that, you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, well, am I going to let this thing from the past get on my case and judge my life? And then you realize at that moment, oh, shoot, I'm doing that. That's something that's hanging on to me is because I won't let it go.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, I said, how easy is it to let go? Well, just look at the words, let
go.
And as you go, you're breathing out.
You know what you said to me? That was so spiritual, this new person. He said to me, look at everyone like a snowflake. People are like snowflakes. Everyone's unique. I said to him, I've never seen a snowflake before. But, I mean, isn't that a deep thing to say?
I've never seen snowflakes. I've seen a lot of flakes. But okay, I'll just think. I've seen a lot of flakes, but I've never seen a snowflake.
I've never seen a snowflake, but I mean, for someone to think of people as snowflakes.
Oh, Susan, do you want to put something in your head? A picture that you could identify with?
Yes.
There's a book out there that talks about how emotions affect water. And each one of the, and it shows you pictures of microscopically of what happens to a water molecule when it's subjected to certain emotions. And that's as close as you're going to get to a snowflake, but it does give you pictures of what happens when certain emotions hit you. So when you start, when you see these, what you're supposed to do is take the image, stick it in your head, and when you start focusing on how you like to be treated, imagine everybody loving you, and then picture that molecule the way it looks of when it was subjected to love in your mind. What's happening is your body's almost 97% water, so therefore all those cells are resonating with that image throughout your body. And when you're doing that, you're a reflection of true love, and people will see you that way. But also in the same sense, if you are it, you also attract it.
Interesting. Well, this person, I'm a visual person, so how he did meditation or quiet my mind was he pictured a sunset at the beach, and he says, feel the ray of the sun on your body, and every time he talked to me, I fell asleep.
It's like, look at the situation, because every time someone's negative to you,
mm-hmm.
it's like looking at someone's fingers with nicotine all over them. It's the same color. It's the same nicotine. If you ever seen somebody who actually smokes a lot of cigarettes, they have yellow fingers.
Oh, yes.
So what you do is you picture yourself, and every time someone starts getting angry or subjects you with negative energy, I picture those fingers, and I go, I don't like that, and I walk away. And people go,